Hello.
Hello, hello. Am I coming in clear?
Yes, you are. Why?
I just wanted to make sure.
But you were shouting like you were 50 feet away from the mic or something.
I'm
Am I
sorry.
coming in clear?
Sorry.
That's
Am I coming in clear?
better. That sounds
Okay.
more of a horror vibe.
Hi.
Hi. So Chris never answered.
So I don't know what's going on with his Twitter, because I
Yeah.
noticed he never saw it. Like, you know how you can see if it was seen or whatever.
Yeah.
So I saw that he hadn't looked at it. So I texted him. He's like, "Well, I can't, but I never even saw the thing." I'm like, "You know what? It's weird. I tried to, like, you saw that I tweeted that thing out for questions, and it
No,
wouldn't tag him on it
well,
either."
that's because you didn't put a space in there.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that
Oh,
one's an
then
easy
maybe
fix.
that was just my fault then. But he said he never he still doesn't see the DMs.
Well, he's the one that wanted to switch.
That's what I told him. He's like, "Did you guys send it on Facebook or something?" I said, "No, we switched to Twitter like you asked."
Oh, so you texted him or what?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
ended up texting him.
Huh. Well, we
So
could do
I
it
don't know,
that way.
because
That's
it's
easy. We have each other's phone. Well, I don't know if I have yours, but I know I have Chris's.
I don't have yours.
Well, we could
Well,
exchange information.
yeah. Should we do it right here on the call?
Yeah, I'll just give you my information right here.
But
So I could call you during work hours.
yes, that's fine. Yeah, so I'm not sure if he has his DM set up strangely, but I don't think so, because I think that I don't know. Maybe it's just Facebook that I've talked to him
Yeah.
through. I don't know if it's ever been through Twitter.
I saw your message, but that just came across really late. I just
Yeah, that's
assumed
right.
he wasn't going to do it because he didn't answer when
Yeah.
I sent it out on Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, well. He's a busy guy.
Yeah. He's got to cook some vegetables.
You know what? And vegetables take a long time to cook.
And sometimes you have to, he grows his own fish, so he
In
has
his
to.
aquarium in his living room.
That's right. He's probably harvesting today.
It's
He has
harvesting
to
time.
harvest the fish.
Huh?
So how have you
You think
been?
Oh, I'm good. I'm doing well. What did I get since the last time we talked? I got that one comic, and I
You
don't
got
remember
you,
what it
you
was.
you had gotten some more Alpha Flight and I don't know,
Yeah.
you went to some hotel con.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you had asked me, am I gonna? So now I'm reading these Alpha Flight by John Byrne, which I finished that omnibus, and you said, "Are you gonna try to pick up some later ones?" I said, "No," and then I went ahead and picked up some later ones.
Good for you. Why would you say no?
Well, they were 50 cents
You
too.
can never say no.
Yeah, so I got a bunch of those for 50 cents. I've almost co well, I shouldn't say almost. I probably have, out of the 133 plus issue run of Warlord, I probably still have a good 50 issues left to get. But apart from the ones that I've
And
bought,
his first appearance, right?
yeah, I don't have that. And apart from the ones that I bought, on the newsstand at the time, I think I've gotten everything that I have from the 50-cent bins at that one comic shop. So I've been doing well there, and I know that they have more.
I wish I had a 50-cent bin, but my comic shop, for some reason, I don't know what's going on, but he never sells anything cheap. Like a
Yeah.
dollar bin or a 50-cent bin, never has that. But he had bought a huge collection, and I guess he felt like he couldn't offload all these Conans, so he had a bunch of Conan for a dollar.
Well, see, that's good.
So I got almost a full run up to like, I don't know, 150 or so. So I need like it goes to two something.
I
So
thought the Conan,
I
like
need
the
that
earlier
tail.
Conans, were expensive, no?
They are, but I
Okay.
already had those.
Oh, okay.
So I already had issue one, and all. I mean, I'm missing like, I'm missing about 15 issues in there,
And that's
but
it.
it helped me complete. Well, I have the expensive ones.
Wow. I'll tell you, Conan by Marvel probably have between 5 and 10 issues. That's it.
Yeah, I didn't have too much. I've always had the Red Sonjas. I have almost all of that.
Yeah, I
Everything that
don't
was
have any
done.
of those.
I
I got
had,
like two
and I had
issues.
Red Sonja's first appearance. That was one of the first Conans that I bought.
And when was the, that? Was the, that was in Conan, her first appearance? Okay.
And
Yeah.
I
So.
haven't been into the magazines ever, but now I'm starting to get into them, the black and white magazines.
I
So I've
used
been
to
picking
get
up a
some of
bunch of.
those.
Well, I
Go
only
ahead.
had like a oddball. Like I had Doc Savage because I wanted a complete run of Doc Savage of all his comics, and I went on that fix when DC introduced First Wave. Then I was like, I gotta complete all my Doc Savage for DC, so I did. And then I was like, oh, Marvel has some Doc Savage. I better go complete the color ones. Ooh, they have a black and white magazine. I better go complete that. So I finished that. And then I had one. I always wanted all of the Malibu Ultraverse stuff. And there's one oddball magazine that's black and white. It's like Savage Conan number 4 or 5, one of those two, that has an appearance of Rune.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, I had to have that. And then lately, I've just been buying a lot of them. Like one of my latest ones is the first appearance of Star Lord. He's in one of the magazines.
Yeah, I noticed you picked that up. When you were talking about Savage Sword of Conan, when I was a kid, I probably bought a handful of those. Not a lot, 4 or 5, 6 issues, but I think as a kid, like I couldn't store them with the comic books. I have no idea what ended up happening to them.
Probably made
I
them more
haven't.
like disposable. That's what I did with magazines. I
Yeah, I don't know if I still
treated
have
them
them or
like
not.
disposable. That's why I lost all my comic zines, but I've been trying to acquire them again.
Yeah.
I've been buying a lot of comic magazines like Wizard and Hero Illustrated and Comic Scene and all kinds of crap like that.
Let me give you some feedback since I didn't talk to you on Twitter or anything, but our kid's birthday was recently, and Allie got like one of those. She got a Jeep that, a little kid's Jeep that she can drive around. So I was putting that together in the garage a couple weekends ago, and I was listening to your episode. You were going through all of the advanced. It was at the It's called Advanced
Oh, Advanced
Comics.
Comics. Yeah, that was
That
the
was, and you were
competitor.
asking if that was that was. I found that to be a very interesting review as you were going through like all the different issues, like what was available at the time, but then you weren't just listing stuff off. You were talking about stuff that you had. I thought that was a really interesting episode. So
Yeah,
for what it's worth,
I love
that was a
that.
good one. Yeah,
So I've been trying to
that was
get
fun.
more of those because that's where I bought my comics. The comic shop I was dealing with at the time, I guess they didn't go through Diamond. I think they went through Capital. So I used to get the Advanced Comics and then fill in my order form from them. So that's what I remember. But it's the same sort of format as
Yeah,
previews. Like it
yeah.
hasn't changed.
But it was just cool. You just had that random issue in your magazine, and you're saying, "Oh, this one, this is just coming out now at this time," and
Yeah.
stuff like that. It was cool to kind of hear.
What's really cool is to look through it and find out something you didn't know, and then you go look for it and it doesn't exist.
Right.
So
Yeah.
I'm finding that a lot with the Triumphant comics because I was trying to complete that Dead Universe and I was like, "Wow, where's this one? Where's this one?" And they don't just don't exist.
Wow, they
I
just
can't
never
find
got to
any
that point.
evidence of their existence.
Yeah.
So,
So they went under beforehand.
well, it sounds like they kept what they like their core, but they didn't ever publish any of their titles that were outside of their core.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So a couple other comic books that I got from your friend Aaron Myers.
Yeah.
No relation to you.
No, but I do buy a lot from him. I got that Star Lord from him.
Oh, you got that one from him?
Yeah. The one
Yeah,
that I
so I.
didn't pull the trigger on and I regret is he had the first Greg Capullo work in some obscure title. And I was like, oh, I want this. But I was like,
Oh.
I want to wait till I have at least four things that I want to get it. And then
I thought
it
you were
was
gonna say you
gone.
regretted the Hulk 181 issue that he had.
Oh, no, I don't regret 3 grand.
That
I mean, I can't. I don't regret. I could always
so
buy the you know how they're coming out with the editions, the
yeah,
facsimile,
facsimile,
yeah,
yeah.
facsimile editions.
Yeah. Well, I bought one last month, yeah, a while back, not that long ago, but Showcase 34,
Yeah.
a nice good VG copy. I say it was probably about VG, First Atom. So that was one that I like years ago I put on like a paper like want list
Yeah.
that I printed out, and I never thought like down the road I'm like, oh, I'm never gonna get this. And then when I saw it and the price that they wanted, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna buy it.
He
So I
has
bought
things for
that.
good prices.
Yeah, I
The
think so too.
thing you got to be a little cautious is he doesn't aggressively grade like my comic shop. He's a little more I mean he aggressively grades, which means he's not conservative on his grading.
Right, yeah.
So if you're looking at a fine, maybe think of that as a fine minus or a VG plus. Do you know what I mean? Just
Yeah, and
go
he was
down a
great.
little bit.
He took a lot of different pictures for me too before I
Yeah.
even pulled the trigger. But then last week I just bought, which I didn't have, and I've kind of been wanting just a cheaper one, the Thing number one.
Oh,
So
good.
I got Thing number one for $10.
Yeah.
So
I have a full run of the thing, and I
yeah,
have
I've got like
full run
maybe
of
three
Marvel 2 in
issues.
one now, so
I heard that.
now
Congratulations.
I'm working on Marvel Team Up, but I need like number 1 through, I don't know, like 5 and then some obscure annuals.
Are those that number one and stuff, are those a little bit pricier?
They're affordable. I
Yeah.
mean, it's a if you want a nice copy, it's going to be 100 some dollars.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Yeah, so that's about it. So I've been, buying a few back issues here or there, but yeah, that's pretty much about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to cool it a little bit because of the convention that's coming up, but
Yeah.
I've almost completed my Marvel graphic novels too, so that's interesting. And I came
Want to get the
across
She-Hulk?
God Kills, what is it? Men Love God Kills or something like that, the
Yeah,
X-Men,
something like that. Yeah.
which X-Men 2 was based on.
Yeah, I just read that past year, actually.
Yeah, I came across a first print because I bought like a seventh print from Aaron, and then I was like going through his dollar size Conans, and he had a first print in there. I'm like, does he know he's getting rid of this for a buck? And he says, I don't know. He just said get rid of it for a buck because it wasn't the owner that was there.
Yeah.
And I looked in the middle, in the usually in the in DCs or whatever they call them, you could see like first print, second print. This one had nothing. You usually see second print. I was like, I wonder if that's a first print. And sure enough, I checked it and did a little research, and it is.
Oh, that's
So I
cool.
picked it up for a buck. It was less than
You
I picked up a seventh print for.
can't beat that.
And then I almost completed with Reed my Conan. I mean, not Captain America, sorry.
Huh? You finished Captain America?
No, I got about 25 more issues to go.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see who completes Captain America first, me or you. We're both have about 20 to 25 issues left, and that's it.
Yeah. At least I got the expensive ones out of the way, so I'm not worried
Mine
about
are
that one.
all like between 110 and 160 that I still need. And 110 is kind of pricey
Yeah.
with the Hulk on the cover. Yeah.
You know what I've been finding, and this is really interesting to me. It's fascinating. But all the appearances with Eddie Brock are like expensive, man.
Oh, really?
Because I've been like trying to f I've been falling in love with Venom. Like I'm like, I want to get this, I want to get that, and I'm finding all these appearances, and I'm like, $25? $35? I'm like, wow.
Know what the good thing is, though?
There's a one shot called Incredible Hulk versus Venom, and I'm like,
I never heard of that
why?
before.
I never heard of it either. I read it in the omnibus, and I'm like, oh, I want to get this. It's Peter David. It has an artist I never heard of, but he kind of has like a loose McFarlane type style.
Yeah.
And the story is very kind of like lighthearted. It's about a guy that has a box. He's like says he's creating earthquakes, and they're trying to stop the earthquakes in San Francisco. And it's just a really weird tale. But I'm like, I wonder how much this is gonna cost. And I go look at it in our database, and I said $35. And then I went online, and it was like 50, and between
Oh.
30 and 50. And I'm like, wow, just for this one shot. I'm
Dang.
like, it's odd.
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah, but like I said, I'd never even heard of that thing
Because I
before.
don't own a lot of Venom. I own a lot of the new Venom over the last couple of years, but not a lot of. I have his first appearance and everything, but I don't own. I own Lethal Protector and maybe a couple of minis, but I don't own all the minis. And I've been
Yeah.
trying to look for the minis. I've read most of them lately, and I'm like, I really like this, and they're pretty high. I'm surprised. I don't know if it's because of the movie or if it's always been that way.
Yeah, it's hard to know. Now that the movie's already been out. The nice thing is, though, I don't know if you saw, but we'll have a little bit more money to spend on back issues because you heard that Marvel's going to stop publishing comic books.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. But I think that we're in a weird. I think that things are happening. Like, I think that time. Who bought the Warner Brothers? I can't remember.
AT&T.
AT&T. So they acquired them. So we're just seeing the after effects. Like they're finally starting to dig their tendrils in and find out what's profitable and what's not. And they're saying we need to cut back and make things more profitable, which is what a company does when you acquire them, right? Once you gain control, they
Yeah.
try to say, well, let's cut some of the fat. So that's what's happening in DC. And then Marvel is probably going to react to what DC's doing. Not
But DC's
in
not
the
pulling
same.
back that much. I mean, they already canceled like most of their New Age of Heroes line and a couple other things like Green Arrow's ending and a couple other ones ended. And so from what my understanding is that they're done. It's that they canceled what they were going to cancel.
Well, I think there'll be more cancellations.
Well, I mean, of
I
course there
think
always will
they're
be
only
depending on
down
how
to like
sales go, but
five twice monthlies or six twice monthlies. It's like Flash, Wonder Woman, Detective, and
Batman and Justice League.
Batman and Justice League. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
So they're really trimming the line, I think, compared to what they were doing, and it's gonna get smaller, I think. And I don't think Black Label's ever gonna happen. I think
Well,
once
did you
once,
see the new previews has a new
yeah, the
what is it
issue
called?
three, but it's late. Batman
No,
Down.
there's something else coming. That one by Scott Snyder. It's
What?
another Batman story. Supposed to be Black Label. I don't remember what it's called though.
Gonna have to pull it out because I don't believe you. I could have looked
It's
at that
true.
already.
You don't believe me.
Oh, it is The Last Knight on Earth. I thought
That's
that
the one.
I thought that was a metal thing.
Oh yeah. Nope. So
So I
there, I mean,
wonder.
I don't think it's they're using it like they thought they were going to, and I agree. I think that that has probably to do with the new ownership and stuff like that, what they decided. I mean, that's what it sounds like anyhow. Is like even the Damned is after that controversy after the first issue, they've kind of changed
Well, I think the
what
same
they were
thing's
planning.
happening to Dark Horses. They just lost like Usagi Yojimbo, and they're losing things left and right. And
Yeah, they are.
I think what's happening is they're trimming stuff because that Chinese company bought them now. So Mike Richardson is barely, like he's probably not control anymore. So they're downsizing their line. I think Marvel's gonna do the same thing. If your competition decreases and You'll probably decrease, or you'll either do one or two things. You'll try to steal everything from them by putting out more product, or you'll say, "Hey, we have less competition, so let's get rid of some of these titles that aren't selling as well."
I mean, the amount of comics that they're publishing right now is insane. For Marvel, I'm talking about.
Well, they just increased it because of the War of Kings, so, or whatever, War of
Yeah.
Realms.
Well, did you look at that? I mean, you could spend $100+ just getting that and all the tie-ins. And there's so much material out there
Yeah,
for
I'm
that
getting all
event.
except for the. And all in all, it really doesn't matter if you think about it. You don't have to go in on the
No.
side titles. Just you could. If you're really concerned, just get the main title and then whatever tie-ins you're getting, like if you collect champions, you get it, then get it. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
right.
Whatever else you're getting.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm not actually getting the event at all. I'm just gonna I'll end up reading it on Unlimited.
Or if you see another Jason Aaron written book, you might want to get that because you know he's really in, it's in his mindset, so you might want to pick up that mini.
Right.
I'm going to get it all because I think it's going to be good, but.
You have to let me know what you think as it goes along, because
Well,
you know, 6 months from now I'll try it
by the
out.
time I read it, you'll have read it on Marvel Unlimited, and
That's
I
possible.
still have not read the print, so that's
Yeah.
highly likely. I mean, what I'm reading right now is old stuff. I'm not
Yeah,
reading new stuff.
but you flip back and forth. Sometimes you pick up something that
The
just
only
came out.
thing I'm caught up on, the only thing is Conan. I've read all three issues of Conan the Barbarian and two issues of Savage Sword of Conan. That's the only thing I'm caught up on.
I haven't read Savage Sword yet, but Conan is
Or
good.
and Superman in action and a few other things, you know.
That's because you and Kyle cover stuff.
Yeah, that's whatever we cover, I'm caught up for that that book.
Yep.
I'm caught up in Heroes in Crisis, and I think that's about it.
Interesting. Yeah. So when is C2E2? You're going to that, yes?
Yeah, that's in two weekends away. Well, one
Oh,
next
coming
weekend,
up.
and it's the following weekend. No, what? I'm leaving on. It's 3 weekends away. We're just leaving early because we're gonna be in Chicago for a week.
Oh, you are? Just
Yeah.
to what? To get the
To do
sights?
whatever, yeah.
That'd be fun.
So work is crazy now because I know the end is near and I'm nowhere where I need to be.
So you gotta get moving.
Yeah.
So else is going on? Anything?
No. I bought a Marvel Comics calendar from 1977.
Oh.
It's pretty awesome though because it has like all the bullpen's birthdays and stuff. Like
just to
every day has like a different thing. It's not like the calendars today where it just has the holidays and then the picture. This
Yeah.
one has like pictures within every day of the calendar. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's cool. You have to wait for the days of the week to line up to the dates, and then you can
Yeah,
hang it
somebody
up and
told
just
me
use
yeah,
it.
just keep it up at 2022 or something like that, and you'll be fine. Yeah,
Oh,
somebody did the calculation for me already.
okay. There you go. That's funny. All right, well, you wanna cover something?
Yeah, I was gonna let Chris go first because we cut him off last time. Well,
We did, and
he
where is he?
actually cut off because of hunger. He gave in
Yeah,
to his hunger.
he couldn't go any further. You know, that's what happens when you don't eat no meat.
That's right. Well,
You get
you're eating.
hungry.
Are you still on that crazy fish thing?
It's just a style of eating.
Well, I would die with that thing because I hate Mediterranean. I hate
Oh
it. I hate
God,
it
see,
with a
I love
passion.
it. I
That's
love
like,
it.
there's two things I don't like: Mediterranean and Indian food. Oh my God.
I'm not a big fan of the curry, like the what is that spice? Is that curry?
Well, I'm
Is that
not a
something?
fan of their spices in general. Like their
No,
any
no.
of the spices.
I'm not a
Some
huge fan of that.
yeah. I understand why people like it, But it those spices just don't work with me at all. Like
I
but if it's like New Mexican spice and heat like that, I can take it.
Isn't that funny? But that's I'm
Yeah.
totally the same. I mean, I love Mediterranean, I love Greek, I love Mexican, and I love Chinese. Those are probably my favorite like types of food.
Italian?
That's all right.
Oh, that's you don't care for pasta or pizza or.
It's not my go-to. If we go to I used to hate it, but I don't hate it anymore. It's fine. Like if we go to an Italian restaurant, I'm perfectly fine before. I mean, now when I was a kid, like I wouldn't want to go to one at all. Like just there'd be nothing there that I want to order. What's your favorite?
I don't know. I like a lot of things, but I don't like Indian food, and I could tell you what I don't like, but everything else is like a doable do for me. I don't like Greek and I don't like Mediterranean. So I really don't like their cheeses. I just
Like what? Feta
goat
cheese?
cheese and feta cheese and
Oh,
all
I
that
love
crap.
feta
Oh, it's
cheese.
like awful.
I'll eat pretty much almost everything. Like if I had somebody made an Indian dish, I would eat it. Just not anything that I would like go out of my way to order.
It would be a diet for me because I don't like it. So like if I would eat to survive, like eat a little bit,
And then you'd
but
be
then
done.
I'd be like, I'm done. I don't like it.
That's funny. Yeah, well, see, that would be perfect. Yeah, but it's okay, but you know what? We've been really lax on the weekends lately.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of birthdays, like between like our kids they had their birthday on Thursday, but the last weekend we had something with our family. Yesterday, they were supposed to, well, they did have a friend, like they had a birthday party with, you know, for the friends to go. They had like, it was like inside like jungle gym type place, but Zach was super sick. He's just feeling better today. So me and him ended up having to stay home, and Allie, went and
Cold
she,
or stomach?
not stomach, but he did end up throwing up, but like his stomach wasn't like hurting him. He just all of a sudden felt nauseous and threw up once. But he was shivery and he had a headache. So sounded almost like a mild flu, but today he's totally back to normal.
Yeah.
Another like 24-hour type thing.
Interesting. At
Yeah,
least
but he
it's
had to miss
back.
his own party. Stunk.
So, I have one other question. When you get, if you get a graded comic, do you open it or not open it?
No, I don't. I'd have that one Spider-Man with the first Mary Jane with her the first time that she appears.
Yeah.
And I want to open it. I'm just afraid to open it. I did it for a like I got a rye like a just a rant, like rye 2 or 3. It was like the last one that I needed.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be CGC, but it wasn't like any more expensive than a non-CGC would have been. So I'm like, well, I'll just get it. Like, and as a matter of fact, part of the case was cracked, like the top corner was cracked, not around the comic book, but around the
Yeah.
label. And then, so they disclosed that. So it like was really cheap. It was no more expensive than anything else. And I did open that, but it made me super nervous to like kind of cut around that inner
I should
plastic.
film Barb do it, man. She just
It scared me. So, and that was a comic book that's, I mean, it's only worth a couple of dollars. So it was fine. But for something that I paid, you know, a decent amount for, I'm afraid to do it. So I need like an
I'm
expert.
more afraid to do it, so I let Barb do it. She's not afraid,
See, and
and she's
it doesn't
pretty
scare you?
careful. No, I just don't look. Well, I've seen her do a couple of them, and I trust her.
That's good.
Yeah,
See,
she just
it's
tears
good
it
that you
up
can
open and.
trust your wife, even though, you know, she wants you to get rid of all your comics. When is
Yeah,
enough enough?
I wanna let her do this first appearance of Star Lord, so I could get it in the Mylar and put it in a magazine box with the rest of my stuff. They're extremely large if they're a magazine graded. It's like, where am I gonna put this shit?
Right. Yeah. No, so that's pretty much the only one that I've done.
Well, ride
I don't
number
know.
zero is hot again. It's been on the hot list
Yes.
for a couple of
Yeah, why is it?
because of Bloodshot.
The movie?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think a lot of people even know. Like, I mean, that one, that issue, yes.
Well,
But I.
usually it's more like Valiant guys that hoard them and cause
Yeah.
Valiant guys. There's a lot of like internal love for Valiant. So like a Valiant fan will keep a Valiant book of value. Do
Yeah.
you see what I'm saying?
No,
Like
no, no.
they'll
I totally
and then
do.
as the Valiant love spreads, it becomes more in demand.
Right.
And then they have stockpiled like five or six of them just because they
But
love Valiant so much.
it's funny because like you can go on like a Valiant site to, let's say to buy, like you're missing a couple issues or whatever, buy something. And you can find them a lot easier that way, like the specific issues that you want, but you're going to spend money. Whereas I guarantee that place that I'm telling you about, the 50 cent, I bet you anything I could go through all of those long boxes and definitely find some first. Which is the one with, is it the
Bloodshot?
first, is it, what's the first Bloodshot? What issue was that?
I think it's Ninjak or something.
Or is it the opposite of like the first
It's
Ninjak
either
and Bloodshot?
Ninjak or Eternal War. I don't really keep track of them
Yeah,
because
I
I
but
own
anyhow,
them all. A matter of
right?
fact, I have everything. Like, there's nothing in Valiant that I'm missing.
I guarantee I could go through and find a ton of like these issues that like theoretically are worth $10, but to the average comic book collector, no, they're not buying Valiant, and I can find them for 50 cents. That's all they've got stacks and stacks of Valiant comics for 50 cents in those long boxes. But I already, like you said,
It's
I already have.
Eternal Warrior number 4.
That's the one. Okay,
Yeah,
yeah.
but I don't think you'll find that one.
You don't think so?
I don't think you'll find a Rise Zero or
No, I won't find a Rise Zero. That
Eternal
seems to be the
Warrior
one that
number
everyone
4.
knows.
No. I
Come
mean,
on now.
there's certain issues I don't think you'll find. Like,
I
I don't
like
think you'll find a Harbinger number 1, a Exile
No,
number
I
1.
won't find that either. You're right. Right about that. All right, maybe not. Even our database has first Bloodshot. This says $70, which
$70, yeah.
I don't believe that. I'm sure you could get it for less than $70.
I'm gonna go check on eBay. Eternal Warrior number 4. You can't really count the ones that are in bid process.
No.
But if I was to go try to get one today, I could get one for 50.
50?
Yeah.
That's not too bad, I guess. I mean, it's still, it's, holding some
I'm just
value.
looking at the buy now, but there's others that are in bid that are higher than that buy now. So maybe that guy's got, I don't know, maybe he's
Well,
not a good
I'm sure
seller.
you're right then. I'm sure I wouldn't be able to find that issue. They're probably just the random issues
Well,
that
it would be
don't.
hard just because of Valiant fans. Like, Valiant fans know all this crap. Like,
Right.
they and if they find they don't care that they already have it. If they find a first appearance, they're gonna buy it again.
Right. Yeah.
Are you still all in on Valiant or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was anything that I really didn't want at all,
Faith?
then, huh?
Was it
No,
Faith?
I think Faith is fine. I like Faith. You know what? I think the only one that I really didn't care about it recently was probably that Valiant High 4-issue mini, but it ended up not being bad. And because we go to
Yeah,
DCBS
it's kind of like
for the
a
thing,
yeah,
it's.
bundle.
Yeah, I'm, it, it's there's no point to me buying those individually because I'd spend more money. So, yeah,
Yeah,
no,
but
I'm
even
all in.
that,
I'm all
that's not bad though. It's very much in the Archie vein kind of
Yeah, and
thing.
it was a good. Honestly, it was a good story. It
It's
was
nothing
what
you
it
need to
was.
read to be vested into the universe, but
Absolutely not.
it does have the characters, and if you're a completist, it's.
Right. Yeah. So, no, I mean, what about you? I mean, I'm assuming you get the whole line, right?
Yeah, I'm just really delinquent.
In terms of gotcha.
I was thinking of reading something this weekend, but today is probably going to be maintenance mode.
Yeah.
I did a lot of work last weekend because of all the collections I brought in. But I still need to go through everything is in the database. Thank God. That was a lot of Conan and Captain America and some miscellaneous things. I started to finish my Married with Children runs. So I was entering in a lot of stuff into the database.
That's good. I like the scanner, by the way.
Yeah, it makes things just smooth. It just
When it's
seamless.
right, when it's only a couple comic books, it doesn't make a difference. But when like my DCBS order comes, and I only get it twice a month, so even so, it's probably less than what you get in 1 week.
Yeah.
But it's still, a good 70 or 80 comics, and it's just so much faster.
There's always I notice like trades and stuff they don't always have, so I have to enter them in.
Yeah.
Or they sometimes they have the trade in there, like I triple dip in the Valiant stuff, and sometimes they'll have it in there, like book three of Ninjak, but they won't have the UPC code in there, so I have to go enter it
Right.
in and submit it. And then I noticed Titan Comics, it has issues with like where it'll find a duplicate with the same number, like another book that they published, and I wonder what that's about. I wonder if I pulled out a issue of Samurai that and had the same number, what
Yeah.
if that's true or not. But I've run into those issues, and then I've run into people just not putting in the right information, so two entries will show up because
Yeah.
they're
Yeah, that
really,
happened to me this weekend.
yeah, they're really sticklers for. You have to look inside of the comic book, not the title, but inside of the comic book to see what that indice says. And
Right.
that's the title that they stick with. So
Every so
if
often.
there's a word the in there, and
Yeah.
like let's just say the title was the let's just say it was Incredible Hulk on the cover, and inside the book it said the Incredible Hulk, then the appropriate name to enter in is the Incredible Hulk. So,
Oh man, you know what? It's so funny that you just said that, because I was just gonna bring up something that was kind of not quite right, and it was I noticed for the longest time it kept saying Curse of the Brimstone, and that's
yeah.
not what it's called. Well, I see that they fixed it, so now it looks like I don't have any of these issues.
Yep, and then you have to move them over and delete the obsolete title.
Yep, so I'm doing that right now.
And usually you can tell when you're scanning them in. I mean, this is another trick if you haven't figured it out yet. When you're scanning them in and it brings up two entries, select the one with the cover image
Yes,
because
yes.
that's the right one.
Right. 'Cause they've bothered putting the actual cover on there.
Yeah.
All right, so now I gotta find the wrong one so I can delete that out.
The one that I can never get right. Sometimes they don't put the True Believers stuff in there. Like if I buy a dollar issue of True Believers, and I haven't figured it out yet, but like on some of the Conan ones, which I wanted to get the copies because they're awesome, they have like a dash dash in the title. And I don't know how to get that. They somehow put a solid line instead of a dash dash. So it
Huh.
looks like it's. And it's not like a lowercase underscore. It's a dash dash, but it's one solid line. And I've tried to enter in some manually and put in a dash dash, and it's separate. So my entry doesn't ever get in there, right? And I don't know how to do it yet. I don't know how to create that funky straight line on the keyboard.
As long as we're talking about this, is it just me, or can you not put apostrophes?
I've never put an apostrophe.
Well, I'm trying to think of like a comic that might have had an apostrophe, like Superman's Pal.
Oh, the apostrophes are a nightmare, even
I
in the
can't. They won't
search.
go.
No,
They won't.
even
Yeah,
in
I'm
the.
talking about the search. I'm talking about the search.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the search is like, I don't know how to do it.
Like it's clearly an apostrophe, but if as soon as I type one in, I can't find it.
Exactly. And I don't know how to do it. Like,
All right, it's
I
not
know
just me.
that, like, I know in programming. There's characters that you have to escape. Like an apostrophe is one of them, so you have to do like a backslash apostrophe to like take it, but I don't know what it'll be in the database.
Yeah.
I don't know how to special quote it, but I'm sure you could send a note to Pete Bickford and
They could
say,
probably
"Hey,
help.
how do I get an apostrophe in there, or how do I use the search to have an apostrophe?" Because there's times when there's like a weird title and it doesn't come up on the search and it drives me crazy.
Yep.
I'm
Me
like,
too.
"What the hell?"
Yeah,
And it's usually it usually is that damn apostrophe. But it's there in the title. Do you know what I
it's
mean?
right there. You
I
can
don't know
see
how
it.
they get it there for one
Me
thing.
neither.
And then I don't know how the search thing is able to, how you escape an apostrophe to search for it.
Right. Yeah, that drives me crazy every time. I mean,
Because
now I know, so I just don't
like
include it.
if they have like grammar, like ownership, like Mike's house, and then it has apostrophe S, right?
Yep.
You're not going to be able to find it.
No.
Mike's house. So you're not going to see it.
No.
I mean, you'll see it if you look for Mike.
Yeah. And that's
And
what I end up doing is
that's
I
what I
just
ended up
put as
doing.
much as I can. Yeah.
Everything up to the apostrophe.
Exactly. It's funny.
Yeah, that probably interests no one except for us.
Yep. All the little tweaks that you have to do.
Yeah, but I love the database. It's what makes you like, at least in my opinion, it drives you to completion on stuff. Like, you're just playing around in there, and you're like, God, I'm only 2 issues away from this, and it just, I can't
Yeah.
let 2 issues
Looking at it,
stop
I'm like,
me.
why don't I have this?
Yeah,
There's
sometimes
no
I'm
reason I should have
surprised.
this.
Like, I've been posting every day, like. I've been spending less and less time on Twitter, but what I do first thing in the morning is I post like a full run I own and then like the first appearance of a character or team that I have. And it might not be the first appearance of that character, but it's the first one I have.
That you have, yeah.
Yeah, so like today I did Nemesis the Warlock. It's not his first appearance, but it's the first one that I have. So, I've been doing that, and sometimes I'm poking around in there. Like today, I wanted to do Warriors of Plasm, and I'm like, oh fuck, I'm missing issue two of that. How does that happen? So I'm missing issue two of that, and then I realized I don't have the. When Warriors of Plasm came out with that binder and card. The first
Oh,
issue
that's right,
zero,
yeah.
you have to go buy the cards. And I'm like, I don't have that either. And that's the only thing blocking me on Defiant from having a full run. So
Yeah.
I have some goals to do.
I just noticed something too. I keep just for ease some like Captain America, for an example, you know, those issues that I still have. I have actually have them written out in a little book as well. So that way it's easier for me to just do that rather than if I have a bad internet connection or something like that, if I'm
Yeah.
trying to. So, I just noticed that I have one issue and I know for sure I didn't cross it off on the book. So I got to make sure I do that so I don't double buy it at some point. Issue 114.
Of what?
Captain America. I think I got it from my LCS a couple months ago and I didn't note it in my book.
I've run across that before, and then I end up with two copies.
Yeah, and I don't
It's,
want to make that
but
mistake on anything
usually
too
it's not
expensive.
my book. It's usually me forgetting to enter it in for some weird reason. Like if I have a stack of books and I entered them in, and then that one's like somewhere else and I forgot,
Yeah.
and then I put things away and I filed it away, but I just forgot to inventory it. That's happened to me before. Yeah, I'm missing 114, so I'm missing like, I mean, the issues I'm missing are. Like 110 through 115.
110's a little bit pricey.
Let's see, what's 110? Is it a first appearance or something?
No, it's just got it's Steranko and it's got the Hulk on the
Oh,
cover. I think it's just a classic.
it's a first appearance of Viper,
Oh,
Madame
is it?
Hydra.
Oh,
Yeah.
maybe I didn't notice that. Maybe that's one of the reasons why.
Mean, I have it. But there was a reprint of that. It's in like Marvel Superheroes or something like that. You know how they did reprints, like Marvel Tales?
Yeah.
There, I have a reprint of this exact book. but I don't have it. I have it in several forms. I think I have it in an Epic Collection and an Omnibus, and a reprint.
Yeah, I've
But
got.
I don't consider having it as having it in some other form, if that makes any
No,
sense.
because I have like the first two or three masterworks, so I have up through probably 130 or something, and no, I don't consider that as really. I mean, that's just in the collection,
Yeah,
so.
so I'm missing at 110 through 115, so those are some early ones. And then I'm missing 119, 128, 137, 139, 142, 145, 151, and then 154 through 156, and then I have everything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just went through it. Looks like I'm only missing 12 at this point. 110, 112, 120, 122, 123, 124, 126, 129, 134, 144, 145, and 160. That's it.
Well, you're missing less than me, so you have
Just a little
potential
bit,
to
yeah.
get there
Yeah. And I do have
quicker.
all the annuals, one
Oh, I
through
don't have all the annuals. I only
13.
have
I had to go back and get a ton of those early annuals, but I did pick them up.
I only ha I don't have many annuals. I have 10, 11, well, 9 through 13. No, sorry, 8 through 13.
Eight's an expensive one. That's a good thing you have that one.
And I have 4.
And four.
I think 8 is expensive just 'cause Wolverine's on the cover and it's
That's
iconic. It's an
it.
iconic cover that people know that image. Do you know what I
That's it.
mean? That's been
Oh
on
yeah.
t-shirts before.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Posters.
there's no reason for it to be expensive except for Wolverine. Like there's nothing in it really.
Yeah. That's
It's
why it's
interesting.
so fun to read the Venom things because he was that. Do you know what I mean? He was
Yes. Oh
that
yeah.
character. It's like, man, Iron Man's slugging in sales. We're gonna throw Venom on the cover. Oh, Night Watch is getting ready to be canceled. We're gonna throw Venom in a 2-issue arc of Night Watch. So it's like, what the hell? And it's so weird reading it in Omnibus because there's really not a lot of flow. Like you'll be in a Daredevil issue like Fall from Grace Part 4. Do you know what I mean? And then Venom shows up. And you'll read it out of context and you're like, "Holy hell, I want to read the rest of this," because you get invested in it, but then you just continue. But it's still fascinating because you're reading chronologically all his appearances. Like you see the evolution of the character even if there isn't any evolution.
No, it's cool. And I'm looking at the Incredible Hulk versus Venom one that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I've never seen this before.
Look at the art. It's kind of like a Luce McFarlane or Angel Medina. You know how Angel Medina did Spawn for a while too, and he has that style. It's kind of unique,
Yeah, it's a
and
cool cover.
it's like a ridiculous issue, but man, is it a lot of fun. Well, I mean, it's solid because it's written by Peter David, so
Yeah. And this was when he
it's
was
just a
probably doing the
it's just
Hulk.
a good read. It means absolutely nothing. And but it's just a solid read. It's a cool read. I've seen some weird things about it, and I don't know if they're true. In some places I see it was a giveaway, and I don't know if that's what makes it expensive or if that's true or not. I haven't done enough of investigation to find out why.
Yeah.
But like I don't have the Venom the Madness and I loved it. The Anasenti one, I like loved it so much and that's not cheap.
Yeah, I think the only one that I have is Lethal Protector. That's the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
That one was fun to read because man, they strip mined that for the movie.
Really?
There's so much of the movie in there that I didn't even
I
realize it. Yeah.
haven't read that since it came out, so I don't remember
Well,
anything
they
about it
took
at
the
all.
two main villains. They're in that. They put him in San Francisco. That was that book. They had that thing with the homeless, and you saw with Eddie in the movie, like he had that homeless friend, and they were taking homeless, and they were experimenting on them. That is in the movie. I mean, that is in the Lethal Protector. So there's a lot of stuff they took. It's fascinating to reread.
See, now you're talking about Venom, but I'm still looking at because you said Peter David. So I went to the Incredible Hulk and I have issue 348, and then I don't have another one until 393. And that's all Peter David in between. So I don't have any of that. I'm like, oh, I could probably
I'm missing a
pick
lot of
those
Hulk,
up.
but I have acquired quite a bit. I essentially bought everything that Reed had that I didn't have. So it filled in a lot of holes. But I got a lot of work to do. I mean, there's still a lot of work. See, I'm finding, and it's harder for me. In DC, I have a lot. Like, I just have a lot because I never stopped. Marvel, I would always cut. Like, if I ever had to cut, I would always cut Marvel. And now I'm finding I don't know if it's just a mood thing I'm in, but I'm finding that I really want to have a lot of the volume ones of the characters that I like Cap, Spider-Man, Hulk.
I mean, it is. I mean, it's cool, and not only that, but it's kind of like opens up. I mean, not that you haven't done this a lot in the past, but it kind of like, I mean, it's a different venture for you to go back and get a lot of this stuff where, for DC, it's you have so much already that it's harder to get like large groups of comics without spending a ton of money,
Yeah.
and you can kind of do that more with Marvel because you do have gaps.
Yeah, I got quite a few. Because like I said, through all the years, I always did cut back. I mean, it's probably the last decade that I haven't really cut much. But before that, I was more practical, and I would make cuts. Like, if I wanted to get something else, I would cut something else. And that would lead me to, and I might cut back again. I mean, there's, but I don't want to cut back in the back issue spending. I'm going to cut on the new stuff.
Which honestly, I think that makes sense. Like if you're gonna
Well, the
cut
reason
somewhere.
I'm thinking about it is because I've been doing a lot of research into retiring, like retiring at 55. And there, I mean, health care for two people when you retire at early and you don't have Medicare, you're looking at about $1,100 a month.
Yeah, I saw you post that.
Yeah, so you really have to look at things, and I'm in good shape for that because I have pension, so
I was going to ask you that. Like with that, do you get a retirement health care?
well, when you get the pension, you don't get health care. You still have to pay that, but my pension will pay for the health care. So the house paid off, car's paid off. If I don't go outrageous and do something stupid, I think I could live. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Stacy started working for New York's college system.
Yeah.
She works at University of Buffalo. So when she does retire, she'll get a pension, but she also still because they have a union there too.
Yeah.
So she'll have very similar medical benefits that she could get even today. She's on my medical because honestly, it's a
It's
little bit
better,
better.
yeah.
But when I leave Verizon, as a manager, I'd have to pay for my own medical. Like there's nothing that they don't give you anything as a manager. So I'll be switching over to her a few years, before, she ends
Yeah.
up retiring,
That
and then she'll cover me.
that's why we fall under like sort of the same political lines, I think, Rob, is because what's important to us is like for you keeping your kids safe and maybe reducing guns from getting in crazy hands. I mean just things that are important to you that you logically think through. You know, like also it a lot of people that get killed are because of road rage. They pull out a gun. We've had a lot of those recently here.
Yeah.
And they'll kill somebody just because they cut them off.
I'm t the school
So,
as a person with younger kids now that it just started entering the school system, the guns at schools scare the crap out of me now.
yeah. Well, the other thing, it's not just kids. It's the road rage. It's the, what do they call it, worker violence, where the worker gets laid off or something and goes into
Oh
the
yeah.
job and just kills 15 people.
Yep.
You know, that stuff concerns me, so I have reason to think of that. Healthcare is outrageous. It's insane.
It absolutely is.
Prescription, that's important to me. That, so I mean, people's rights, whether they're any kind of race, I that's important to me. So I don't fall under the political guidance of the other area.
Well, you know what the thing
Because
is to me is like I don't understand, and maybe I don't know, maybe I just haven't had, and I'm not saying that the other side is right. I don't think that they are, but maybe I haven't had the experience that some of these other people have, although I really don't think they have either. And that I feel now we're totally going off on a tangent, but I totally feel like the United States as a country is what it is. And only can get stronger by having a ton, like all these different types of people. Like, I
Well,
think, like when I think of the United States, I think of all these different looking type of people. And I love that about the
the
country.
thing is, I think the same thing too. I think diversity breeds intelligence because of different ideas. You have different cultural beliefs and stuff. I think it makes you top notch in building like technical things and stuff. To have all
Sure.
these diverse backgrounds and diverse intelligence and the way the brain thinks and stuff like that to create more.
Yeah, I'll agree
I
with
think
that.
giving opportunity to other people to have the same degrees as the wealthy is just as good and important to society as up. So, like, I also don't agree that the wealthy should get everything. Like,
No.
I just don't. But, you know, there are people that I love that believe that kind of thing, and they have different. So when I'm wording this, I'm wording it like what's important to me, and that's why I do that. I like to have people's rights. I don't like when religion comes into politics. I like people to be able to separate religion. I don't think you should force any kind of religion to anybody in a school or anything. I
Well,
think they
see,
should have the right.
that's one thing that drives me a little bit insane, is because you'll have certain people saying we need to put God back in school or we need to put this back in school. Well, what they mean is their God. They don't
Yeah.
want anyone else's being taught in school.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? So why is it only yours?
Yeah,
If
that's
you're going
not
to do that,
right.
then you need to
If
teach
you're gonna
everyone
have
else's
prayer,
religion
let
too.
everybody go pray. If you're an atheist, let him go sit in the corner and do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's
If
like.
you worship Satan, then go in your corner and do what you need to do.
But
I
it's
mean,
like,
I grew up in an area where Son of Satan was a hero. Like, he's one of my favorite
it's
heroes,
good
Damon
luck
Hellstrom.
getting that published nowadays, which is kind of weird that we're supposed to be like, further along, but it's like you couldn't get something called that now. I mean, what did they just, oh, that Vertigo title they had a cancel. What
Oh,
was it?
the one about Jesus coming
Yeah.
down. Yeah,
Because it was going to be like
Second
a
Coming.
parody and stuff like that, and people, started having a fit.
But I don't understand like why you have like if to me let's say if something offends me, there's got to be something that'll offend me. I just wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't go try to stop it or start a petition to stop it from being published. Do you know what I mean?
Because you're a
Because
reasonable
somebody
person.
else might want to read that.
But some people don't feel like that. They feel like this is offensive. This is should not exist, and no one should have the opportunity to look at it.
But the thing that I like about it too is I think reading the other side of anything makes you understand things better.
Right.
So you just don't accept your parents' word or any other word. You're making an assessment based on all your intelligence, right?
Right.
And I think that reading other things and other th make you smarter. Like
Oh,
I
well, there's no doubt that it expands your mind in terms of what, like you're saying, to actually see those other points of view that you're just not narrow-minded. That's a big problem in the country in general, and I'm not talking about just one side or the it's both sides. People are nowadays are very, very likely to just follow and read articles and see people that already agree with their point of view and not see anything else.
Right.
So like, and that's one of the reasons that like for me, like I was shocked when like Donald Trump won the presidency, because I had no idea that all of these people existed outside of like the few that I knew locally
Yeah.
that wanted to vote for him, because all I kept on getting was reinforcement about the other side, like, you know, the
Right.
side that I agreed about. So it's like, oh my God, I was like, it was like stunning,
Well,
because
according to that testimony, I don't know if you listened to it, but
I did, yeah.
he even Cohen even said that he didn't expect to win.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you watched this, but when me and Barb were watching stuff, Barb was in shock, like she almost wanted to throw up. But we were watching it, and I was like, I haven't. I think me and Barb even discussed this. I don't think he knew he could even win. Like, he was doing this for publicity, and then he's like, "Holy crap, I won. Now what do I do?"
That's
I got
and
that
yeah, I'm not
vibe.
sure either, but yeah, he it did. I've heard that from more than one person, like, you know, just in terms of like, you know, I'm in politics, and it really does make me wonder if that's really, you know, that he did not expect this. It's very possible.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was an interesting topic that has nothing to do with comics, but at the same time, it does have to do with comics because a lot of comics are taking sides, and you'll see it.
And like you said, I mean, people, you've said it recently on one of your, I think it might have been one of your podcasts earlier in the month with Kyle, but the fact that comic books have always been political,
Yeah.
and you're absolutely right. You look at the
You
first cover of Captain America, and he's punching
yeah.
Hitler in the face, and the US wasn't even in the war yet. So they've always been had politics in them, depending on the
You
comic
just need
book,
to
but.
sit down and read Action Comics 1 through 3, and you'll see tons of it.
Oh yeah.
And you'll see what sides they take. And these were kids writing it. It was interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting.
So, yeah, it's all over the place. It's always been there. It just seems, I think in our current political environment, people are just more sensitive right now.
I totally agree. Yeah. And I think that again goes to the that you tend to only follow the people that you already agree with. And so
Yeah.
if you're a comic book collector and suddenly it's showing you a point of view that is not your own, you get very angry and defensive about it. You know? So.
There's a lot of angry people, like even about Captain Marvel right now. Like, it just makes them angry that this woman is having a movie and she's had some incidents with men that they don't think is right.
What do you mean?
Well, the actress. So
I don't
there's
know. I don't know anything about. I mean, I know her, and I don't know anything about her though. Like, she was in that
well,
movie, The Room. I didn't see it, but that's it. I don't.
yeah. There's just a lot of political things. Like, people have even went on Rotten Tomatoes and rated it a 0,
Yeah,
and Rotten
I saw
Tomatoes
that.
is now changing their scores because of it. Like, they're not gonna let people vote anymore like that.
Until they actually see the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're voting on content. Oh, that's one of my pet peeves I hate more than anything. Like, The Second Coming. People judging a book before actually reading it, just on what they see in a solicit, it drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
They don't want something to exist,
Yeah.
yet they've never even read it. They have no idea
And
what it's
there's
about.
stuff that could have like a solicit like that, and it could encourage faith. Like it could encourage your beliefs. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Oh,
You can
absolutely.
read it like when I read Phantom Stranger, which some people would just like balk at, with Phantom Stranger beating Judas and stuff and changing a little things, it made me think a lot about faith. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
And yet people are going to judge it. And like you said, I mean, what was it, an ongoing or a 6-issue mini? I don't even know, but
I think the second coming was like 6 issues. It had a beginning, middle, and end.
all right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to your point, you don't know if how this was, like, if it was going to end or begin a certain way. People have no idea how it was going to end up. You know, it could have been something that, like, from a person who had, you know, that
It
feels a
grew
lot
your
of faith.
faith,
It,
right?
exactly right. Exactly right.
Made your faith stronger. And you're basing it on a solicit. And I don't usually listen to interviews, but I was listening to Kelly Tompkins, I think is her name, on 11 O'Clock Comics. She was talking about how solicits were created, and I was absolutely fascinated
What
because
did she say?
she was just saying that they're the hardest thing to write, and by the time that you write it so far in advance that things have changed dramatically by the time it actually is constructed. So, like, she was a critic. She was a podcaster and did a lot of things like articles for things before she became a writer. And she's writing like 5 Marvel books right now. She's writing the Gambit and Rogue, Mr. and Mrs. X. She's writing. She just got off of Hawkeye, which was, and she was writing West Coast Avengers, and
Oh,
she's writing the
yeah.
new Captain Marvel series. She wrote the Star Wars Captain Phasma, the series. She's just writing a lot right now for Marvel, and she just did Nancy Drew, which I liked a lot, and for Dynamite. She did Gem for IDW. She's done a lot of different things. But she's just talking about how solicits were, and I was like, that's fascinating. You know, people put so much power in something that's like a coming attraction, and then base their judgment on a coming attraction without actually seeing the final product.
Right.
And it's insane.
It is.
That's why, like, I don't watch a movie trailer and then go on a tirade about, oh my God, the world's ending. This is an awful thing. It's ridiculous. Because you can see that movie and it's just like super good.
Know. There's a it, there definitely are a lot of angry people in the
Yeah.
world, and I'm not sure what they're so angry about. Because they seem to be the wrong people to be angry.
Yeah.
In other words, they seem to be the most privileged people. So I'm not sure what they're angry about, but there's a lot of them out there.
There sure is. That's so sad. I guess I've never realized social media, I guess, is a detriment because you realize how many angry people there are. And
Yeah.
before you were, you don't see it as much. Like you don't see, oh wow, these people are angry.
Right. Yeah. Just had your own neighborhood.
Yeah.
That was it.
So
People that you actually
we just covered Chris's comic from last week. It was very political, but we
know.
thought we'd get into
Yeah.
it.
You're welcome, Chris. Oh,
And
man.
Chris
Yeah.
wants nothing to do with like new comics.
No. No. But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think I'm reading 80% old.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not me.
Yeah,
I have to
because
keep up. You know that. I gotta
you
keep
have to
up.
keep up. I like my philosophy because it works, because I don't feel like I have to.
Yeah, I can't do your philosophy because I'd have a nervous breakdown.
I'm glad I don't have any of those. I have a lot of those things that would drive you crazy, but more in a work environment. But when it comes to entertainment, I'm more relaxed.
Yeah, well,
Like
it's
I'm
good
just like
because that's what really what it should be.
more laid back and
It is
okay,
entertainment.
this is entertainment. I don't have a deadline to read this. Do you know what I mean?
I mean that's a good way to be. I just see, and I mean you know that, you know I, you're buying more than anyone else that you know. But like even with what I'm getting, it's like I see it come in, and I'm like, I can't. It can't just sit there. It needs to be read.
Well, my
Because
pro
otherwise I just see it piling up and I'm like, oh my
Well,
God.
then you start asking, well, your way to me is more logical. Like if I turn on my engineering brain, it's more logical because then you say, well, why am I buying it if I'm not keeping up? Do you know what I mean? That's logic right there. But my logic goes back, like it does stupid things. It says, well, you're buying a library. And I'm anticipating being able to read that library, even though I know it's not possible. That's
Yeah, I'm
strange.
okay with back issues and with trades. They can sit there because they're, you know, I'll get to them when I get to them. But the new comic books, I just know they're going to keep coming every week. New comic books are coming, so I need to keep up on them.
Yeah, that's kind of like the work mentality because it's like you open up a fire hose, right? And you want to like somehow control that fire hose and distribute the water. Whereas I'm drowning in the, you turn on the fire hose and I'm like, it filled my whole body up. I'm drowning and it's like splashing out the sides.
That's exactly right.
So, one question before we start, and we have one question which is a damn good one. I like this. I think my favorite person for questions is Ross. He really puts a lot of thought into it, and I sort of dig him. But before we do that, I was going to ask you, did you finish the Alpha Flight Omnibus?
I did.
Oh wow. I don't know about you, but I'm like three quarters through the Venom one. And I feel like a huge sense of accomplishment when I finish an omnibus. Because that's like 1,500 pages or 1,200 pages.
Yes, I felt quite a bit of accomplishment. I'm like, oh my God, I got, even if I've read more single issues, like in runs to, you know, whatever, rereading or reading for the first time, it's still like, oh my God, I read this entire trade, or not trade, but hardcover. The thing is huge. And now, I'll be getting into it in a bit, but now I'm reading one that's even thicker. And I'm like, oh my God, this is gonna take forever,
All
but I
right,
can get through it.
let's start let's start with Ross's question.
Sure, I see that, was Kyle, I think, did one too. Was it Kyle or
Kirk.
Kirk did? Kirk sent one. Okay, yeah.
That one we've covered in the past, so we could cover that one really quick.
Okay, yeah, let's start with Ross.
Let's start with Ross. Ross says the funny book Bandito Gang, which I already love, raided your comic vaults and are on the run with your best comics. So they just took your first Wally West. They took my
Damn
Batman
it.
number four. They've taken all our key appearances. They just raided this stuff. Form a posse
Bastards.
with three Western comic heroes to round up the scoundrels, but Jonah Hex has a dermatologist appointment, so he's busy and can't help you. Who are your partners?
Was smart by adding that Jonah Hex thing,
Well, that
because
really threw it because you knew that would have been one of our
of
answers.
course. And it popped up like when his question popped up, only a little bit of, you know, popped up on my phone before I opened up the whole thing, so I didn't see that portion of it. I'm like, of course, Jonah Hex. But then I saw it, I'm like, oh, I can't pick Jonah Hex. That was smart on his part. You know who's one of mine would be is, I think that first Ghost Rider. I think he's
Oh,
cool.
wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, and I think
Do
he
you
could.
have any of those, just out of curiosity?
No, I don't. I mean, I've like later when he was Wasn't he in? Didn't he appear in West Coast Avengers in
Yeah,
the
he
80s?
did. He did.
Yeah. So
And
I have like
he
that type
appeared
of stuff.
in some Ghost Riders too.
Oh, I don't think I have any of that.
Because they've
But I
been
don't
had
have
a
any of his
one of
old
the
stuff.
movies kind of played with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the second Nicolas Cage movie sort of
Okay. I
played
haven't seen
with
him.
the legacy of the Ghost Rider.
Yeah, but yeah, I would like, I would like him. He seems very cool from what I've from the little that I've seen. And I don't know the other one. There's a lot of different choices. I think I probably, just because I like them, I probably would go to Scalp Hunter. I think that those two together would be a pretty good posse.
Yep, you got one more.
Oh, that's right, with three. I think I'm gonna go. Think I'm gonna go El Diablo.
Okay.
Was it, he was a Western one too, right?
He was, and then they put him in contemporary time, but he was Western and All-Star Western, yes.
Yeah, I liked him. They hit a, if I want to, if I'm thinking this, I think he had a Vertigo mini a while back that I read. Yeah, so
Yeah.
I'll say those three.
For me, I'm gonna go with I'm gonna do Scalp Hunter just because I'm not really great with the Western stuff except for Jonah Hex. Like I have every Jonah Hex there ever was, but I'm in terms of reading, I'm gonna have to go with Scalp Hunter because he'd be the like the next in the list.
Well, he's a great character, though, too. That's
Yeah.
why I needed him in there.
So that's the only area that
He gets bonus
will
points, too,
overlap.
because he has a retroactive tie with the Starman series that I love so much.
So I got Scalp Hunter, and then I'm gonna have to go with stuff that the only ones that like one that iconically looks awesome, but then I don't own any appearances of, and I did some research on him. I'm like, I don't want him, but he looks awesome, is Nighthawk. He
No,
was
okay.
a DC guy, but I'm not gonna put him on the list just because I don't know him. So I'm gonna go with the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
How could I forget about the Lone Ranger?
Because I've been reading a lot of Dynamite, Lone Ranger, and Tonto, and I don't know, I have a lot of faith in them that they would help me get what I wanted back. I mean,
I can't believe I forgot
they
them.
don't always succeed, but the other one that I would put is Red Wolf.
Oh, he's a good one too.
Because I like him, but because I need to have the Lone Ranger and Tonto together, I'm gonna take them plus Scalp Hunter. And you know what's funny is there's a ton of Marvel ones. You have one on your list, but I have never read like the Rawhide Kid
I was
or
going to say,
Two
I'll give a
Gun
special
Kid.
mention to Rawhide Kid. I do like him. I've only read a little bit of
The
him, but
only
I
Rawhide Kid I read was the Max series.
where he was gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the only one I read.
I think I read that one too.
And they had a lot of the I do like that female Western character called Cinnamon.
Yeah, me too.
She had a mini series that I liked a lot. Oh my God, how could I forget Jonah Hex's woman? Black
Oh, Tallulah Black.
Tallulah Black. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to drop. I'm gonna drop Scalp Hunter, and I'm gonna put Tallulah Black, Lone Ranger, and Tonto together. I love Tallulah Black. Okay, she is like, I love her. She's like a female version of Jonah Hex. So you took away my dermatologist appointment, Jonah Hex. So I'm gonna throw in Tallulah Black.
So you don't think that Tallulah went with Jonah to his appointment?
No.
Okay.
They kind of do things together. They have sex and then they go off on their own ways.
Well, they both have their own skin problems too.
But he did not say Tallulah. If he was
No.
very very thorough, he would have excluded Tallulah too. He would
That's
have said
right.
she went there for support.
That's right. That was a good one. I
So as
forgot
much as
about
I
Tallulah.
love Scalp Hunter, man, I love Tallulah.
Yeah.
Lone Ranger and Tonto, like personally, I don't bond with them as much as I would Scalp Hunter or Tallulah, but they seem to succeed on almost all their missions in some
Now,
form or another. They do fail. Their
with
people does
Tallulah,
died.
was her first appearance just in that the Jonah Hex series prior to New 52, or was she there before, like in the older ones?
I've
I
never
don't
looked
remember.
it up.
I don't remember her, huh?
I've never looked it up.
Yeah,
But if she.
I think that she was an original character that Gray and Palmiotti created, but I'm not. I couldn't say that for sure.
I love her, though. I really love her. And I'm very sympathetic to her. And she is a badass.
Oh yeah.
So a lot of my heroes are Native American. And, women, because I
Yeah.
mentioned cinnamon too, so
Yeah.
we'll see.
See? Very good. I'm looking up
But
the
I haven't
Tallulah
read a lot
Black
of
stuff.
I haven't read a lot of the Marvel characters. Like I always see him posting like Two Gun Kid, and it makes me interested to try to read them.
Yeah, I would like to read more because I'm like you. Mostly it's been Jonah Hex, Scalp Hunter,
Yeah. You
and
know what?
then
I'd
anyone
like
that
to
was
read.
associated with him.
The next one that I want to read is the Tiger Twins because I knew about them. I had a couple of their comics with no covers from the dump, and I never knew much about them other than they were twins and one was a sheriff and one wasn't. And I wanted to read more, but I didn't know where to find them.
Yeah.
And they appeared in the what do you call it, the Crisis on Infinite Earths multi crossover event.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
On
all
TV, you mean?
well, they mentioned them because Ollie and Flash Barry became the Tiger Twins in this reality. So I'm like, that's pretty
Oh,
cool, man.
jeez. Well, I looked up Tallulah Black, and her first appearance was that second series of Jonah Hex, issue 16,
Ah.
which apparently you can get for a mere $1.50.
Which is good.
Yep.
'Cause she's awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know
that
if
was a
she'd
great
like me. She'd
series.
probably want to shoot me, but I don't I think if she understood my cause about getting my comics back, how much they meant to me, maybe she'd help me out.
Never know.
She's the what do you call it? The wild card in the bunch.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
trust Scalp Hunter more, but I just love her so much that I'm doing it out of love.
Well, I think Scalp Hunter has more of a traditional sense of honor.
Yeah.
And not that Tallulah Black doesn't have her own sense of honor, but I'm not sure that it's going to have anything to do with you or your comic books.
Right. I just
So, you
love
know.
her, so that's just.
Very
So,
cool. That was a good question.
the next question has to do with like dead universes. If you could bring them back, which ones would you do? And I think me, you, and Chris covered this at one time.
I think so too, but Kirk said that the publisher still has to own the rights to everything they published. And I'm not sure that there's a lot of those companies I can think of, to be honest with you. Because if they're defunct, a lot of them have given their characters off to somebody else.
What does that
I don't know.
mean?
Well, like,
You mean if they could retain their rights to, but they can't get them back?
I don't.
You can't say Ultraverse?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's how I was reading it, is that, like, Okay, if you want to say faucet, well,
I
you
thought
can't
they
say faucet
I
because they
thought they
sold their
could
stuff
get
to DC.
I thought they could get them back, but
Yeah,
maybe
I don't know what he meant.
that's game changing.
It would be if that's what he intended there. Because I'm not sure who still owns rights for stuff. Like, I would say Milestone, but I know that they always publish through DC, but I don't really know what who owns what for Milestone.
Yeah, I think it's one of those division things.
Yeah.
That would be tough for me, but I'd go with Ultraverse and Valiant's already there, so Milestone is definitely something I love. So I'll just go with those two.
Yeah, I definitely would say Milestone, but I'm just hungry for some Milestone. I haven't read a lot of their original series, and DCT's just what, like over 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see something, but the other one might be Kamiko, but just because I want to see a new take on the Elementals. I
Ah.
was a big Elementals fan. I need one more issue of the second volume, and then I'm gonna read the whole run of the second volume. I've read the whole first. The second volume's about 25 to 30 issues, so I wanna read that, but I'm just missing one issue so far.
Yeah, I have three, but my next one would be cross-gen. I liked them just because it was so different. Like I liked that it played in the horror and the sci-fi and the fantasy and the god, just different in the mystery, and I like it played in different genres, yet had a link to all the comics. I liked it a lot.
You know, let me ask you a question. What do you think? It just occurred to me recently. You know how obviously Jim Shooter set up and started the Valiant universe in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
And prior to that, he had done the new universe at Marvel,
Yep.
and it kind of struck me after the just recently that was kind of like a preliminary, what do you call it? Almost like a test, like Valiant. It was very set in real, actual, the world, the real world.
Yeah.
He tried to base it in as much reality as he could, and he had like real times, real dates, things really happened, like Pittsburgh and stuff like that. And it really struck me that it was kind of like a test,
A test bed.
like obviously it
No,
was
but
under
he.
Marvel and stuff,
I
and
actually
then he
think
took
he.
it and.
I think he was. He had so many ideas that. He. I think he also created the Epic line underneath his. His tenure or whatever you want to call it. So I think he was exploring in realms. I think the graphic novels came underneath him.
I think so too.
So when he was editor in chief, man, he was doing a lot.
He was doing a lot.
And he had been in comics since he was a kid. Yeah, the Jim Shooter was an editor at that time. Now I don't know if he was editor in chief, because I'm looking at Elric, the Dreaming City, which is issue 2 of the Marvel graphic line. Oh, he was editor because I remember hearing an interview about him like telling Claremont we need another book, and Claremont was like, what do you mean you need another book? We're publishing X-Men twice monthly and it's doing well. And he says, well, we need another group of kids. And he said, okay, well, we'll do it in the graphic novel. And then they launched New Mutants. So he was like, God, he did a lot. Like, holy crap. Plus he created the Broadway universe and Defiant universe. And I would love to see him come back with the universe,
Oh, me
but
too.
I just worry that if he did, it just wouldn't work in this market.
I don't think that it would, unfortunately. He definitely, needs to surround himself with a bunch of other good creators, you know, on the writer and the artist side with him kind of like overseeing everything. But I don't know how long, you know, I mean, I think it'd be a short-lived effort, just the way that things go now.
Yeah. But I would love it if even if it was just a 2-year stint.
Yeah, me
Just
too.
let him create his universe, because I think if I look in terms of editors, he was my most influential editor ever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no one even close for me personally. Just because he created things at a time when I was very much into continuity and very much into, and the way he just leave things together, you know, like just link things and made universes, it was just fascinating.
Oh my God. And like you said, I mean, he had a handle on what was when he was when he started out as it, well, when he was the Marvel editor in chief. I mean, it was crazy. He made sure like continuity was continuity.
Yeah.
And under him, if you said, "Okay, I'm gonna have the thing go off and do this in space," well, then the thing's off in space, which means that he can't
You
be on the FF or he
Yeah.
can't do something else because it needs to be all together as one
His
continuity.
attention to detail is what is important to me, that they that comic books today seem to have lost.
Well, and you know how how you know by and large I'm loving a lot of the DC stuff, but you've said this many times on your podcast, and you're absolutely right. I think that like the way that DC is handling a lot of stuff would probably have given Jim Shooter a stroke back in the day. I mean, you've got just Batman alone. You've got him doing one thing in Batman, something totally else in Detective, something totally unrelated in Justice League. The Batman Who Laughs has no impact on what's going on in any of these other
They're
things.
so decoupled right now.
Oh, it's like
The only thing
you
that's
have
sort
no
of
idea what's you know in what kind. What chronological order any of this stuff is happening
The
in.
only thing that has some like continuity between anything is the Bendis books. The action Superman and Naomi and whatever he's got his finger in, he's in his own continuity.
Right, and he can do that because he's leading all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
But I find whether you like it or not, Tom King's Batman is so different from any other Batman. Like it's not it's his characterization is just different from every book. Whereas
I mean I do
before
I like
I
it.
didn't feel that way. I didn't feel that it was so different.
Yeah, I think that when he's done, we're gonna have something like you said. I mean, I know you've had your issues with it, other people have had their issues with it, but when he's done and he's written whatever 100 issues, there's never been an overarching story, a Batman story that's been 100 issues long. And that's what you're gonna have. And that is going to be pretty unique.
Yeah. Not continuous though.
Not continuous,
No, 'cause
but
he
the
took
story
the
itself.
war of he took the monster men part out and then
Yeah.
the button and then the
And now
current
this one.
storyline. Yeah.
Yeah, but in terms of like this story that he's telling, my God, I mean, you don't see that nowadays. And you know, I don't think we've ever seen something like that for like a for Batman that you know that is this many issues and this long of a. I mean, I'm assuming, of course, that it's all going to tie in together. And if it doesn't, that's fine too. But if it does, I mean, that's unheard of that you have.
I
I mean, it's
don't. I
basically
never
like a
thought.
novel.
I've never thought of that. Like I'd have to go back and see, in Batman history if that's happened before.
I mean,
I know
I'll.
people that have passed it, like Bendis with Spider-Man and stuff, but
But to tell like a tale, like, I mean, think about like any of the past story. I mean, think about Batman 300 to Batman 400, or Batman 400 to 5. They're totally unrelated because, of course, you have several different people writing them. But
Yeah.
even with Bendis, are you talking about like an Ultimate Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was
Ultimate
that is a huge.
Spider-Man exceeded Fantastic Four with Stan Lee and Kirby,
Right, and
and I
that's
don't think that's
amazing.
been done before.
And I'll give them a ton of credit for that as well. But it was told. I don't know how to say this. I mean, there were several different stories, and it had a beginning and it had an end, but it wasn't really one overarching story. I wouldn't say. I didn't. I mean, I shouldn't probably talk about it. I haven't read a ton of them. I read a lot of the beginning. I didn't
It's
read much at
one
all.
overarching story. It depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
You see the character evolve. Now, it's not, it's, I think what you're getting at, it's not one overarching story involving Bane.
Yeah.
I mean, that I think is what you're saying, is that since the book started, it's been something, and it's going to end with that something.
Yeah, that is
And
kind of like almost
whereas
like if you're
Ultimate
picking up a thick
Spider-Man
novel,
is
you
the
know?
evolution of a Peter Parker.
Right.
He's not fighting the same, even though Hobgoblin is, or Green Goblin, and there's kind of an overarching character.
I think
It's
the
not like
only.
it's not like he's pulling all the strings.
Right. I mean, I'll liken it somewhat to like one like any of the close-ended stories that we've seen like in Vertigo, like maybe a Why the Last Man or even like Starman. I'll give Starman that was it was 80 issues. It started with him becoming and then ending with him deciding to that he's no longer Starman. And
It
so
wasn't. It
the whole
wasn't
thing wasn't a whole tale, but it was like you said, it was kind of
the evolution of
an
Jack.
evolution of Jack Knight. Yeah.
Yeah. Which you guys bailed on. You guys were doing
Oh God, we really did. It just
that. And
kind of fell by the
now
wayside.
Martin couldn't get back on track if you paid him.
No, and Nick, I
Because
think, has already
he's worried
reread all
about
of it on
cricket
his own, so
farms and fishing, farm fishing and
mushrooms.
flower, yeah, mushrooms, morning glories,
Gasoline breath.
yeah.
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
He does.
Yeah, he's busy.
But those are good questions.
Yeah, it was fun.
We went
I
off
always
on a
like to
lot
answer
of
questions.
tangents.
I
It's gonna be a long ass episode.
go
Do you want to start or do you want me to start? Either way is fine.
ahead.
Okay, I like to do like lightning rounds. Like I don't like break everything down. So
Yeah, and that's
I'm gonna
fine
be
since we've been talking for a while.
I'm gonna be fairly quick with mine, and I wasn't even sure if this particular stuff would fall into a retro because we have our rule of 10 years, but it did, and I was pretty shocked because it seems like just yesterday
You know
that
what
I
that
read
tells
it.
you? We're
But
getting old.
yeah, that's the sad part. I hate getting old. I really do, because oh man, I see so many things happening around me that makes you realize that life is finite, and it makes me, if anything depresses me, it's that life is finite. That's my biggest depression. Not
I think
just
of
selfless, but just for family and friends. It's the thing that hurts the most.
Yeah, I think about that a lot.
And it even involves your comics, because at some point you have to think about things, right? I mean, you have to
Yeah,
think
yeah.
about. But this came out in 2003, and I've been into the Conan and Red Sonja thing, and I have these original issues, and actually, I don't think I have them, to tell you the truth. I think I read Conan in trade. I think that's what how I read it. But I wanted to revisit it because it's an epic collection. This is volume one, and the Conan Chronicles is kind of like doing what Marvel is doing, the Epic Collections with the Marvel line, doing the Dark Horse stuff on Star Wars. So they're now doing the Dark Horse Conan stuff in the Conan Chronicles, and they start at the very beginning with Busick and Nord and all that. And I'm going to be talking specifically about issue 5 and 6
And
because
what series is it?
volume one, Dark Horse Conan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just listed as Conan. It is volume one because Marvel didn't just have a Conan title. They had Conan the Barbarian, Savage Sword, other types of Conan the King, King Conan.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is the Kurt Busiek stuff, like
Yeah,
you
this is the
said,
Kurt
right? Yeah.
Busiek stuff.
Okay.
And I'm just going to kind of summarize how I got to this point, but Conan just ran into this tribe, the Aesir tribe. They're like Viking tribe. And that tribe was out hunting. And he saw a woman about to get raped, children being killed. And he was on his way to Hyperbolia, which is, he envisions it as like some heaven of immortal beings, that it's like paradise. And this was just his way onto there, and he came across these Aesir being raided by another Viking tribe, and I forget what they were called. And he butted in, and he saved one of the women, saved a child, fought these Vikings off until the Aesir came and fought alongside him. And he bonded with this woman he saved. He actually had sex with her too,
Well,
which is
that's bonding then.
like Conan doesn't think about marital things, or he thinks of sex as, hey, it's a survival thing, and you gotta have sex, and it's enjoyment, you know, sex, drink, and Crom. And Crom, one thing you learn about Crom is he's a cruel god, and Conan's not afraid to admit that he's the cruelest god there is, that he puts you there to suffer, essentially. And your life is suffrage, and you just try to exist. And he bonds with this Viking group, and they go on hunting the other Viking group to get revenge. And along the way, a lot of strange thing happen. They have this issue where he's in extreme cold, and he starts to hyperventilate, and see visions of a goddess, and there's some crazy stuff. But they actually hunt these guys down. They kill a lot of them, and then they end up in this one climax with Conan and the Aesir trying to fight this other Viking tribe, and then the Hyperboleans, where he was headed towards, come and capture the remaining members of the Aesir and Conan, and they pretty much make them slaves. And I don't really understand how they make them slaves, other than they've drug them. So they're kind of like in this mindless state, and they're drugged. But some woman there is, who's attracted to Conan, of course, because he's the perfect man, has a drug, this flower-like substance that lets him remember who he is and how they got there. And she gives him that drug, and she says, "We can escape. Let's escape." And he says, "I can't escape without my Aesir brother. You know, I've fought alongside these guys forever. I need to free them, and I can't let them die this mindless death." And he says, "I need more flower. More of this flower so I can let them see." And they were like fighting in like gladiator fights and for entertainment and stuff like that. And he frees them, and they all realize what they're doing, so they kind of join and they attack these creatures, which are sort of immortal, which have this weird thing. They like live in the sky, and they sort of dive into this, they like jump off this building and just die. That's how they die, because they live forever, and once they find it's time, they say they're sacrificing themselves to the gods and just let them fall from the sky. And Conan frees them, and then he's like, holy crap, I gotta go free the woman that gave me the flowers, because I promised her I'd go free her. So he separates from the Aesir. When he gets back, he finds all of them in that state again, being possessed, drugged up again, and they're walking off with one of the Hyperboreans off of the to their death, essentially. They're just falling from the sky, and Conan escapes, but he jumps off too, and they're like, why did he do that? He was not under our influence. And he jumps onto the ledge and kind of crawls down and realizes when he gets down there that they're saying they're giving themselves up to gods, but they're a bunch of like insect like creatures like eating their bodies and stuff like that. And he gets down there and he sees one of the Aesir, and because they're Viking, he says, you need to do me one more favor. And they wanted to be burned, because they believe that if they get burned, they'll go to their smoke will take them to Valhalla. So that's why we see the burning ships and stuff like that. But he does do that, and he sees the one woman that he was really falling for dead there too. Burns her, even though she wasn't Viking, just so the insect creatures wouldn't eat her. That's kind of how issue 6 ended. But I really enjoyed this quite a bit.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's a lot of like narrative in Conan books, because he doesn't talk a lot. Like
No.
he is in situations, and if anybody talks, it's more or less the people around him. He
Yeah,
t he
that's
talk
true.
he does talk, but he's a man of not a lot of words.
No, absolutely. And it's I haven't. So it was it just issue one, or how many issues was this?
This I read 1 through 6,
Oh,
but
okay.
the issues I focused on were 5 and 6.
Yeah, I only have issue one and two of this particular series.
And it actually started in 2003 with Conan the Legend, and that was a whole different story that kind of launched this, because in Conan the Legend, it was some asshole prince that just ran across a town. And they were just scavenging stuff like this. Like they'd get slaves and stuff, and they found a temple, kind of like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And they go into that temple and they find a statue of King Conan. And that kind of leads us into the series, because he tells his, what do they call it? Like religious emissary or whatever, that travels with them, that he has to read him the tales of Conan, and that kind of introduces us into Conan. So that's how it all started, is this guy's really telling a story. Because he
Very
was
cool.
they raided the tomb and found, King Conan.
I'm telling you, I really enjoy that Jason Aaron run so far. Looking forward to reading the Savage Sword. You said that really good as well?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't read one yet.
No, I haven't even gotten to it yet. I'm a bit behind, because not this shipment, but the shipment before this ended up being 3 weeks worth of stuff.
Oh, because there's a fifth week, 5 weeks. Yeah.
And so I'm still actually now I'm re finally just getting through to that third week. So I think that's in it. But I just started in on that third week. So the order that I got this past on Thursday, actually, I got I won't even get to it for probably to the end of the week. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of Conan and Red Sonja lately because of my moods, right?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
the Venom thing has just been, I kind of did an adopt a character. Like I've heard other podcasts talk about adopting a character for the year, and my character is Venom. So I'm just gonna try to read as much Venom as I can for the year, and then at the end of the year, I'm gonna total how much Venom I read.
That's cool.
And then next year, I'll do the same. I'll do another about the
Yep.
character. And depending on how I go, it could be 50 issues, it could be 10, depending on the character. But I think with Venom, I've already exceeded like 65 issues.
I've been seeing all this. I mean, you've been reading so much Venom.
Yeah.
I've been seeing on a lot on Facebook and stuff, and yeah. Well, you're enjoying it, so that's good.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't have more Conan though, like the Dark Horse stuff.
Yeah, no, you know what? I kept going in and out of it, but I think due to the nature of it was always, at least in the past, it was always easy to drop if I
If it
needed
was
to
outside of
hold it.
Marvel or DC.
Yeah, because like
Yeah.
even at Marvel, it's like something that I could pick and choose, but then it's like, oh, you know what? I can just easily drop this because it's not related with anything else that's coming out. It
It,
was,
it, it's
not
weird. I
tied in
used
with
and
anything.
that's why I'm missing so many holes in my Marvel, because I've always felt that way until recently. And I feel that way right now with Image for some reason. Like, even these stories sometimes are like 5 out of 5s for me. I'm like, if I had to drop this or something else, I would drop this. Because a 5-issue mini is, it doesn't have the history behind it. It's done. And whereas I like to follow the history of a character, even if it's different, it's still Batman. Or it's still
I know
Venom or
exactly what you
Spider-Man.
mean.
I'm into the soap opera. I want to know the good. I want to know the bad. I want to just read it all and just know it.
And have a long flowing
Run.
history of stuff.
Yeah. Whereas if it's a mini and I love it, it's easier for me to drop because it's like that's going to end. It's going to be
And
over.
as much as I like a lot of Aftershock stuff, I'm finding myself that with Aftershock is that, everything is 5 issues or 6 issues, like
Yeah.
everything. And it's like after a while, it's like, put out something that you want to tell a little bit longer of a story for.
Yeah,
And
but in
they have their
today's
animosity, and they
market,
have
they really can't.
no one,
They
especially
have
as
animosity
publishers.
and they have Dark Arc. That one's been going on for a while. And I
Yep.
like that one 'cause of the religious stuff. I just
Yeah.
love it.
Yeah,
'Cause it's
it's
Noah's Ark and
interesting.
the other Ark. There's two arcs. One of them's a guy who controls demons and the other one is Noah. I just dig it. I just love it. God forbid that they read the solicit for that and prevented it from coming out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, for sure.
So what do you got?
All
Are
right,
you
so
digging into an omnibus or are you doing, what are you digging into?
yeah, I got a few different things. So the first one I'm gonna talk about is I'm just gonna talk about a couple single issues as we go, and then the last thing that I'll tell you what I'm getting into with omnibuses and stuff. So wait until the end of the show for that. The first one I'm gonna talk about is GI Combat number 117. This is a small batch of comics that I get as part of a small batch of comics that I got a couple summers ago at an estate sale. My aunt actually alerted me that there was comic books available at this estate sale through Facebook, and I went out there, and there was a lot that was picked over, but I got maybe about 5 or 6 comics, and this GI Combat was one of them.
That's crazy. I have 114 through 116, but I don't have 117.
That's funny. So on the cover of this one, and of course it says only DC presents the Haunted Tank, so it was starring GI Combat even back then. Just this was back in 1966, I believe. And it says Tank in the I Ice Box, and it's the startling tale of a frozen war in the broiling desert, and it shows a Nazi and American person fighting each other off as a plane is shooting and the Honda tank is just been basically in a big ice cube. So that's basically, that tells you exactly what the story is going to be about. The Honda tank and Jeb Stuart are out in the African desert patrolling, and they encounter one of their fellows, an American tank that's just totally encased in ice in the middle of the desert and doesn't seem to be melting at all. And they're not sure at all what to make of this. And suddenly they start getting ambushed, basically like kind of like one attack at a time. So they're ambushed by another tank, by a Nazi tank, and they managed to fight that off. And the Nazis in the tank, come out, and it's a big fist fight, and they manage to fight off the Nazis hand to hand. And they're trying to get a hold of the axe that's actually in this on this frozen tank, so they can chop away the ice. But before they're able to, a Nazi plane comes and starts attacking, and Jeb ends up rolling away, and as he does, he sees that the Honda tank, it ends up getting covered in ice from something that the plane launches. And what it ends up being is it's this liquid. He calls it a liquid gas, which of course, I don't know what that means. It's either a liquid or a gas. So I'm assuming that it's a liquid that kind of is very light, and it covers and encases the entire Honda tank and becomes a solid piece of ice. So that's how he figures out what happens to the what happened to the previous tank. And he ends up getting a lucky shot in, and gets the plane. He doesn't blow up the plane, but gets the plane to go away. And just in time, he chips off the ice from the top of the tank where one of his friends are, and then everyone else is on the inside of the tank, so they weren't covered in ice; they were just covered over. But the top, the opening was the hatch was covered in ice, and he manages to free them. And it doesn't really give any more of an explanation other than that it was just a strange thing that happened, that this particular particular plane was had this technology to freeze things. So they managed to chip off the rest of the tank, and then finally it starts melting, and then they end up going off to their next adventure. So it was a good story. It was kind of, obviously silly, a little bit humorous with the take on it, but I enjoyed it pretty well. And in the back, I thought it was interesting. They had a backup story that was actually set in Vietnam, which in 1966, that must have been, it was happening right then. So this would have been very, very timely.
And it's
And
such a controversial war.
for it to them actually to set one, right as it's happening, that's pretty interesting. And like you said, not just for that reason, but because of how controversial it was. It wasn't, there it was nothing like the, World War II, where it was very cut and dry, So it was interesting to see that it was just such a present take on war. And so it has this American soldier, and he's right at the beginning, he's surrounded by the Viet Cong, and he's trying to fight them hand to hand, but he's surrounded, and so he ends up getting knocked down, and he just ends up playing dead. And he waits for the Viet Cong to kind of run or walk away. And when they're kind of turned, he jumps up, he grabs another dead Viet Cong's rifle and starts running away. And they turn, see him, and start shooting. He runs and sidesteps some different booby traps that they have, such as a like stakes that are tipped in poison. He jumps over like a pit that they had done, and he jumps into the water, and he's using like a bamboo reed to be able to breathe. But they think that they don't think that he's dead. They start shooting into the water, so he starts swimming away, and he pops up, and they're kind of ready for him. They start shooting, but he manages to kill one, and the other one's still alive. And the other guy kind of hides behind a tree, and he only has one bullet left now, and he punches out the one Viet Cong, and he's like, I gotta save this bullet. I only have one bullet. And then there's two more soldiers, and instead of using the bullet to alert them, he kind of waits until they go to the top of a ridge where they have a machine gun stationed, and he sees a bunch of his troops down below. And again, he's talking about the bullet, but he doesn't use it. He jumps on top of the Viet Cong and manages to, just with fist fighting, manages to knock them out. And so that way, he saved his troops below from the machine gun. And he sees a bunch of the Viet Cong coming now towards his station, but now he has this machine gun, so he trains it on them. But when he goes to try to fire, it's jammed, so nothing can come out. So now he's laughing. He's like, I'm being squeezed to fire that single slug. But instead, he just ends up running up again to them, and at the same time alerting his fellow soldiers. And at the end, it's basically he's fighting them one after the other until finally his fellow Americans come up and kind of get him to settle down, because he's about to turn around and punch one of them. And they say, you broke up the ambush single-handed just with punching these people out. And he's like, no, not single-handed. With a single round, I was afraid to use. And then he shoots it into the air. So the whole point of that story, of course, is that he's just going from one thing to after the other with just one single round of ammunition left, and he ends up not even using that single slug. So that was a I li actually liked that story quite a bit. And as I said, I was kind of
Who wrote that one again?
hang on, let me see. And that one was just, a little bit more surprising to me, being that it was based right in Vietnam back in
Yeah.
66. I don't think there's any, no, there's no credits in this at
What
all. I see.
year was this published?
This one was 1966.
Oh wow, because we entered in at once in 1965.
Yeah, so I
I
mean.
mean the Vietnam War, which I didn't realize started officially in 1954,
No, I had no idea.
but
I
we
only
didn't
looked from our
really our
perspective, yeah.
first American combat troops, the Marines, where we really started to participate non-politically, was 1965, so this was just like a year
Yeah.
after.
So, I mean, Robert Kaniger's credited in our database. It doesn't have any names on this at all. It says Russ Heath was the artist.
Artist.
I don't know if that's for both of the stories or just the first story or what, but there's nothing listed except for on the cover. You can see Joe Kubert drew the cover.
Yeah.
He signed it, but there's no other credits listed in the book. But yeah, it was good. It was a good tale.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to switch it up a bit. I'm going to go into film.
Oh, good. Okay.
I get on the elliptical and watch stuff, and I finally wrapped up The Gifted, which was interesting because it. Did you finish it?
It's a good, yeah, that's a good show. I hope it manages to come back. It doesn't sound like it will be on Fox
I
anytime.
like the way it ended, and I don't want to spoil things, but it ended in such a way that I felt satisfied if it didn't come back. In other words, I felt the major plot thread was over, and if it was to start up again, it was a new plot thread, which I thought was going to
Yes.
go into the exile realm, but that's just
Yes,
me
I totally
personally.
agree.
But I finished that on the elliptical, and I was so glad for Hulu because my DVR for some reason didn't record episode 14, which was a pretty key episode. Or maybe it was 13, but I finished that and I was like, well, what am I gonna watch next? So I got caught up on Arrow, and then I was like, what do I don't feel like watching a superhero program, so what am I gonna do next? I decided to go to my DVD collections and pull out Porky's, and
I've
that's from 1981, so
never seen any of those.
it when I saw it originally, I loved it. Like, I absolutely loved it. And I loved Porky's 2 and Porky's 3. There were things that I absolutely loved. They were my American Pie before American Pie was around. They're high school stuff, but it deals with a lot. I mean, it deals with the school in Florida. I forget what they're called. There's something Beach. There are a lot of white kids. Like, they're predominantly white. But it deals with a lot of like racial issues, racials between blacks, Native American, Jews, because at this time in Florida in the 1950s, people had very stereotypes. They're even racial against themselves, the white people calling themselves rednecks if they were a certain stereotype. But it's a bunch of high school kids that are on the basketball team. Well, and they have like friendships, like these bonds that like they don't break easily. But they're always into hijinks. In other words, how can I play a trick on somebody? And it involves a couple of characters. There's a lot, and they go through the movies together, 'cause Porky's 2 is kind of like Halloween 2 because it happens the next day. Like, it's happening that same night. It happens right after Porky's. It's the next day, literally. So what this series is a bunch of hijinks, and God, I loved rewatching it because it meant to me a lot to me as a kid as far as being funny, and it still means a lot to me because I grew up in high school. I had like really good friends, and we like did everything together. So it reminds me of those times. Like when I see American Pie and stuff, we did stuff like that together. We joked around, we played pranks on each other. So I remember stuff like that. So Porky's felt like that, even though it was taking place in the 50s. But there's a character called Pee-wee. He's kind of like the main character. He's the shortest. He's on the basketball team. There's Billy and Tommy, and those are your main characters. Billy and Tommy are always playing jokes on the rest of the people. They're like the smartest bunch. And then there's Wendy, who's kind of like, she's my one of my favorite characters. She has a reputation of being a slut, but she's not a slut. She's slept with one person, even though she makes it. She did something like in middle school where she watched a bunch of them skinny dip, and ever since that time, she was considered a slut, and she just kept that reputation throughout. So she's considered the slut. And the Porky scene that's most famous, which I'll get into, is the shower scene. But
Sure, even I know about that.
they had like three pipes going into the women's bathroom, and they would remove the pipe. And they would put their eyes in there, and the first time they do it, they just miss everything. Like they see one ass like walking out, and they do show full nudity. And I'll tell you right now, they show full nudity of men too. So you'll and especially in Porky's 2, the next day, you'll see a lot of dick. But
So you're saying Bill would like it?
yeah, Bill would love the Porky's too.
Okay.
But
Sorry, Bill.
the joke is They always like to go in to see the shower scene, and the shower scene, there's Tommy has this like quarrel with Miss Ballbreaker. Miss Ballbreaker's the main gym teacher, and she's really strict. She's big and she's a bitch. And you sort of feel sympathetic towards her in episode three finally, but the third movie, it takes a while for you to feel sympathetic to Miss Ballbreaker. She's kind of the bad guy up until this point. But Tommy puts his they're watching this, the girls, and it's man, it's a sexy scene. There's a bunch of girls naked in the shower, taking showers, laughing, playing games with each other. And then this fat one gets in front of Pee-wee. And Pee-wee can't see around to see the other girls, and he's just going ballistic. Like he's like, I can't see, and he's trying to push the Billy and Tommy out of the way so he can see, and they won't let him see. And he's a virgin, and they tease him for it all the time. And he just yells, and this is what ruins it for everybody, is he yells, "Get out of the way, fat ass!" And they're like, "What the fuck?" So they all run out, and then Miss. But the girls that are there remaining just are there laughing, like they're just laughing. And they're, is that Tommy in there? Is you know who's in there? Who's looking at us naked? They're kind of like not shocked leaving, and the two friends go like so. He puts his tongue in the hole. He puts
Oh.
his tongue in the hole, and he and the, then his friends are joking, like Billy's joking with him. Oh, she's coming. She's coming. She's gonna put it on the on her tongue, on your tongue. So he's like thinking it's her pussy, and he's like, "Wow, he's gonna put it on my tongue." And she gets soap and puts it on his tongue. He's like, "You bastard!" She puts so and he says, "Okay, you want something?" He puts his dick in the hole. So now his dick is in the hole, and he's like, "What's happening?" And then his friends are saying, "Oh my God." Well, Pee-wee's gonna say, "Oh my God, Miss Ball." They all left, and Miss Ballbreaker is coming in, but Billy says, "Don't say anything." So he's like, "Oh, she's coming for it. She's coming for it." And he gets all excited. You know, he's got his dick in the hole. She's coming for it. And she, go you hear this like growl, like, "Arr!" And she goes, "Oh yeah, she's growling. She's hungry for it." And so Tommy has his dick in the hole. He's all happy. She's coming for it. And Miss Ballbreaker grabs on it and just pulls. She pulls with all her might. And then the other two guys just leave, and they're just laughing their asses off. And they get out of there. And she sees a mole on his dick. So later on, she's in the principal's office, and she wants to get
She
all
knows
the.
what's up.
Well, she knows it's Tommy, but she has to prove it. So she's like, "I know what this dick looks like." And they're like playing jokes. Well, who do we invite? A sketch artist in there to sketch a bunch of dicks and say, "Have you seen this dick?" And the coaches are just laughing their ass off, and the principal's ready to laugh, and so that's there. There's that scene, and then there's a one scene where Billy and Tommy play a joke on the rest of the basketball team. They take them to this shack in the middle of nowhere, and they say, "We're paying this whore called Cherry Forever, and she is going to be in this shack." So they get in the shack, and they say something stupid like, "You all need to undress, okay? Get undressed. Why do we have to undress? Like, why do we have to stay here and be undressed?" And they're saying, "Well, she's real picky and she needs to inspect you for VD." And she says, "How is she gonna know I have VD?" And she says, "With all her experience, she'd know." So, well, and this and one of the guys meets says, "Well, how do we know she doesn't have VD?" So they're, you know, they don't have condoms. They're all there ready to get laid. They're all naked. And the Billy and Tommy says, "Well, why don't you guys have to get undressed?" And so we were here last week. So they go in there. They hired a huge African American with gold teeth and a machete to be in the next room. So they pretend to have sex with Cherry Forever. They're having sex. And then this guy barges in and then comes out and pretends to kill Tommy. So he's like all full of blood and everything. He comes out of the room. He's bloody. All the naked guys are there, their buddies. And they're like, "Holy shit." And then that guy comes out with the machete and they all end up running out naked. And
Ha
Pee-wee gets farthest because he's terrified. He's a faster, smaller guy, and the cops pull him over, and he's naked, and he's just running. And so that was one of the jokes. And then the other big joke is, the coaches themselves had this thing, and there's this Kim Cattrall has a huge nude scene in this movie. She plays a character called Miss Honeywell, and she's hot. Oh my God, this is Kim Cattrall, very, very young, and she's a teacher. And the coach says, "Why do they call her Lassie?" And he says, "Just get her up into the boys' locker room, and you'll know why they call her Lassie." And she howls basically. She gets horny with the sweat of men. So they like know this guy's having sex with her because she gets starts howling like really loud. So the whole gym hears. Miss Ballbreaker knows he's gonna get fired at the end of the year because he had sex with her. But there's just a lot of hijinks. But then Porky, the whole surrounds around Porky, who's in the middle of the swamp in a strip club, and they all go there to get laid, and they gather $100, which I don't know if that's a lot back in the 50s, but they take all their money and they say, "We'll get as much as we can with this amount of money." They go there, and Porky essentially takes their money, and he doesn't give them any women. He drops them into the water, essentially into the swamp, and they get soaking wet. And one of the guys just can't let it go, so it's like a whole thing about getting revenge on Porky for doing this. And the cop in the other town is Mickey's brother, which was the one that can't let it go, that Porky, and he keeps on going, driving out to Porky's and getting beat up. He's finally hospitalized, and it's like, we gotta get him. And they end up bringing the whole building down on top of him. And then episode two involves them sort of fighting a religious evangelist and the KKK. So it has the high school going against them because they're trying to stop their play in Shakespeare from ever happening. And that one has some hijinks just like this one. So yeah, I enjoyed rewatching them. I watched them both yesterday.
What time when like in the evening or
I watched one in the
just
morning while I was on the elliptical, and then one in the evening because it snowed. So we were like, went to did our activities in the morning, and then we knew it was going to snow really bad. So
Gotcha.
just watched it last night.
You had a lot of snow?
We got about, what would you say, 5 inches, 3 inches, somewhere between there.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, well, the next one I'll cover is the one that I just got from Aaron Myers, is that's the thing number one.
Ah.
Because I was anxious to read it, so I'm like, well, let me pull it out and I'll cover it for the show. But I'll be honest with you, there's not a whole lot going. I'm not sure if I would necessarily have made this.
Well, can I ask you a question? Just
Yeah.
to refresh my memory. As I remember, I think the thing happened after Johnny married Alicia, or at least what he thought was Alicia, but was a Skrull. And then the thing went off into space and did a lot of adventures, and I thought the thing number one was getting him into space. Is that true?
You know what? Thing number one, no, he's not in space. So I'm not sure when that happens. But because what I was going to say is that I'm not sure if I would have necessarily made this the number one issue. There's really n not a lot happens in this one, actually. It starts out that he's on Yancey Street, and the place is just like a. Basically, it talks about urban decay and everything else, but I mean, he says that the neighborhood's dead and rotting, and he goes up to his what had been his house growing up, and it's just all boarded up, except, you know, it's just a mess. And so he walks in and he's just looking around. It's like an apartment building. And he's looking around and he starts hearing noises down in the what would be the basement. And he starts thinking in his head just memories and stuff, and that, you know, the superintendent had a place in the basement, and that, you know, he eventually strangled his wife, and
who did?
He went to the superintendent of the building when
strangled
Ben
his
Grimm.
wife there?
When Ben Grimm was a child.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and then he went to prison and he ended up killing himself in prison. I'm like, oh my god, this is a really like depressing thing. But anyhow, he can tell that the noise is coming from what used to be the superintendent's apartment down in the basement. And so he flicks his finger and destroys the wooden door. And it's basically like, you know, that it's the Yancey Street gang, or they're not called as such, but I'm assuming that it's the Yancey Street gang is there. But they start throwing rocks, bottles, pieces of wood all at him. Of course, everything's just bouncing off of him. And this one kid like runs right up to him to smash a bottle on his chest, and he picks him up and throws him onto a dilapidated sofa. And he's like, all right, now that that's all over with. And the kid starts, you know, screaming at him. It's like, you know, you're a fancy superhero. You know, maybe you used to live here, but you moved on to the fancy Baxter building and stuff like that. And, you know, he's like, I don't believe you ever were one of us. And calls him a traitor and stuff. And so they're sitting there talking, and he's like, all right, I'm going to tell you a little story. So this is only up to, well, it's up to page 9 at that point. From that point on, it's just like a whole history of Ben Grimm as he was a little kid. So, you know, he's like 8 years old, and he had an older brother that was the leader of the Yancey Street gang. And, you know, his brother didn't want to hear, and he idolized his brother, but his brother didn't want to hear anything from his parents, of course. And parents thought he was a punk. And one night, you know, he left out the window, and Ben followed his brother. And there was a bit at the playground. There's going to be a big fight between them and the Thompson Avenue gang. And so they're all fighting each other. And most of the guys have like iron pipes or sticks or bottles, but you can see a couple of them have knives. And the one that Ben Grimm's brother's, his brother's name was Dan. So the one that Dan is fighting has a knife, and he sticks his brother right in the chest. And Dan dies. The police end up coming, and his parents pick him up. Now, you know, his dad wasn't super emotional guy. He wasn't super sympathetic. He's kind of a drunk that couldn't keep a job. And so they pick up Ben at the police station, and, you know, they're crying over Dan. But then, you know, his dad like kind of beats Ben, you know, hits him in the back of the head saying, you know, what were you doing and stuff. And then years later, a good 10 years later, now it's Ben Grimm that's the head of the Yancey Street gang. And his uncle shows up one day with the police, and they don't say what happened, but it just tells Ben, his uncle tells Ben that his parents are dead. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but he moves in to stay with his aunt and uncle. And, but he still thinks, you know, he's pretty tough, and he's tries to push them away as much as he can, but his aunt and uncle won't let him. And finally he ends up straightening out after years, and he goes back to high school and gets his diploma and goes to college on a football scholarship. And that's, of course, when he meets Reed Richards and Victor Von Doom, and he's Reed Richards' roommate. And he says, and Reed Richards says that he's going to be building a rocket. And Ben says, well, I'll tell you what, when you build that rocket, I'll fly it. And after school, he ends up joining the Air Force and doing a lot of test piloting. And after he's been doing that for a while, all of a sudden Reed Richards shows up again and says, all right, I'm here to collect your promise that you're going to fly this rocket. And and then it's basically just as you know from the Fantastic Four, origin story where Ben is saying that it's not safe yet, that there's cosmic rays, and Reed insists that it is safe, and Sue, kind of calls Ben a coward if he won't fly it, and he won't stand for that. So they go up into space, and they become the Fantastic Four. So Bennett comes back into present time, and that kid that was fighting the thing, basically said, you're still a sellout. You left, and anybody, it's soft out there. Anyone can make it on the outside. The trick is, can you actually survive on Yancey Street? And they have more of a back and forth, and the thing is, trying to say, if you're smart as if you think you're smart, you'll realize that there's more to life than Yancey Street, and maybe you'll be able to make something of yourself. And then he leaves, and he sees, and you can tell by the, because the kid had red hair, and he meets up with a grown man that also has red hair and a mustache. And what it basically was is that this guy had asked the thing to go in there and try to talk some sense into his son, because he doesn't want his son to meet with a bad end. And basically said, well, you know what? I told him my whole story, stuff that even Reed and Susie don't know. But he's like, I don't know if it's going to end up doing any good. But the father says, well, thanks. At least you tried. And he appreciates that, and he says, come on, let's go and have a couple cold ones. And they walk away. And so that was the entire first issue. A little quiet, a lot of backstory, nothing real,
getting
no
you up to
action.
speed to the
Yeah,
thing, who he is,
I liked it.
where
I
he's
liked it a
been.
lot. I'm just not, it certainly wouldn't be a first issue nowadays, because you have to kind of pull people in right away with some action and stuff.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but like I said, it was just surprising, especially being so used to reading modern comics now, that it would have that it was kind of what it was, as a
Yeah,
quiet.
I was thinking it opened up like he had to go to space because of what happened.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen till later, and I think it's like 7 or 8 where they have a Secret Wars crossover, and
Yeah, I think that they, yeah,
he
with
ends
Secret
up
Wars, because he stays, doesn't
he
he?
stays, and I think he stays because of what happened with Alicia, and that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep.
So
That's what it was.
I think he's kind of like heartbroken and needs to find his way again, so he stays in space, and I think he stays in space for almost the remainder of the series until the t towards the end.
Yeah, I think you're right. But it was good. I enjoyed it.
Because they do have like that warrior type thing, kind of like the Hulk did in the Gladiator thing, except it's more in a wrestling world, I think.
Yeah.
And it even goes through Secret Wars too, so that's kind of interesting.
Oh yeah. And this is one, it goes back to some of the other stuff that we've talked about on other episodes. Or it's like, I'm such a big John Byrne fan, but there's so many holes in my knowledge of his work, especially his like I know all the Fantastic Four, I know all the X-Men, I read all of Namor, but I haven't read like any of the Thing.
Yeah.
So it's like I gotta go back and read some of that. There's some other stuff that
And this isn't John Byrne drawn, so
no, yeah.
Ron Wilson and other artists draw it, but he does do a lot of the covers.
Yeah, you can tell that he's doing the covers, but that's it, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. I want to read some more. I can probably pick up a lot more. I'm hoping on Unlimited. I haven't actually checked it, so I don't know, but hopefully so.
Cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Got more?
I'm gonna keep it really short, but I'm gonna talk about some Venom stuff.
Sure.
I've read a couple of Venom issues that were not his minis, and it's kind of interesting to see We have him crossover with Silver Sable, which I liked when it. I don't have a full run of Silver Sable, but I'd like to finish it. But I do have a lot of the early stuff. I don't have these Venom issues, but he was in there because she was hired. She lives in a. I can't remember the town. It's like Slovakia or some weird place, and she's well known there. And she's a mercenary.
Oh
And
yeah.
she's sort of hired. You'd know her from Spider-Man because she was in I think her first appearance is in
It is, yeah. Amazing
DeFalco's run of
Spider-Man.
Amazing Spider-Man. But she's hired to go hunt down Venom, and she ends up letting her go. They help each other out. So that was interesting to see her and Sandman, because Sandman was part of her a wild pack go hunt down Venom. And it's weird having Venom just show up. Like he shows up in this Daredevil run, and Daredevil's kind of like fighting some. He's with some guy, like some mech guy, and I don't even remember this. But they're trying to get this virus from being spread, and Venom's interested in the virus because the virus will help him get rid of his fear of fire and sound. And he just pops up in like the story arc and fights Daredevil in the Hand because they're both after the same virus in Fall from Grace. And it wasn't my favorite Daredevil. Like I own all the Daredevils, and it was the DG Chinchester run of Daredevil. And I remember him from writing Terror Inc. and Daredevil. That's what I know him from. And I don't even remember Fall from Grace, which is interesting because Elektra seems to be zombified as some other character, like after her death.
Yeah.
And I'm
I think that's when I
interested.
started getting back into Daredevil, is that Fall
Yeah,
from Grace.
I'm interested to see where it goes. It does have what's his name? His pencil Scott. He drew Nightwing for a long time. I'm trying to think of what his name was. It's blank. I'm blanking on it.
What was it? Nightwing? Scott
Yeah,
McDaniel?
Scott McDaniel. It does have his pencils in Fall from Grace,
Okay.
so that was interesting, and that led me to go into Iron Man, and this one was an interesting. I think it was written by Len Kaminski, but Eddie feels that like. He's so corrupt. Like Tony Stark is so corrupt and taking advantage of the poor man and everything. He just decides to go bite his head off. And the whole issue is Tony at this time is he's drained by something, but they don't tell you. So he's like in a Professor X type wheelchair that like ports him around. And Venom actually takes off Tony's head, and you're like, what the hell happened? But Tony had an android go to something instead of himself because of his condition. So, because of that, he lived, and it was sort of Venom fighting Iron Man, which is just a one-off. And then he gets into this arc with Darkhawk. It's a three-issue arc, and that was interesting because it made me want to read more Darkhawk because. I remember his father being corrupt, a corrupt cop, and sort of dying, but I didn't remember that his father wasn't really dead, and there was more to the story, and his father wasn't necessarily a bad guy, and there was a corrupt organization that was trying to trap the symbiote, and he got involved into that story, and he ended up fighting a Darkhawk, and Darkhawk tried to track him down, but Darkhawk got kind of crazy because he had two brothers, and there was a serial killer that was trying to convince one of the brothers to kill his family, which was really odd, and it piqued my interest. Like, where did this guy come from? But you're just kind. What's interesting about this story is they just throws you into the issues. Like Darkhawk was issues, man, I. 35 through 37, and you're in the middle of a story arc, just like The Fall from Grace. And you're like trying to read, trying to figure out like where you are in the story.
Did that make it tough?
Sort of, but it made you
Yeah.
more interested in knowing like did he was he reunited with his father? 'Cause you see his mother and father get reunited, but then he has to go into space because of his gem, like Darkhawk's gem. And you're like, well, does he ever get back to his mother? 'Cause she think now he's going to be missing. He's going into space. Like, what's going to happen? She doesn't even know he's Darkhawk, so all she knows is that he went after the father and they never saw him again. So I was curious to see how that pans out.
Oh,
But
yeah, for sure.
and then there's all the minis, but I'm not going to go into them, and that led me into the Hulk versus Venom one shot, which I already talked about. And then a two issue, you might know a little bit about this. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about it, because I don't have any of these issues, and it just threw me into this story arc. And he's kind of an interesting character because he almost looks like a ripoff of Spawn of some sort, but he's a character I think that started off in Spider-Man called Nightwatch. And
Night
I
Watch.
don't know much about him.
Where are you seeing him so I can refresh my memory
Well,
by how he looks?
if you look in your database under Nightwatch, he had his own title.
Okay.
So that's how he looked.
Let me
And
look it up.
I think his first appearance is in Spider-Man.
No, he doesn't. I vaguely remember this guy, but I don't. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah. It was that
He
was the
looks,
heart
yeah, he looks exactly like Spawn.
that was the hardest one to get into because of where it threw you. Like,
Yeah.
and really the correlation there is they were after the same character and they ended up fighting. That's what Venom does. Venom fights, and he thinks that he's doing just things, but the creature that's on him has no problem killing people. But Eddie has some problem killing people, but sometimes the creature overcomes it, and then he doesn't feel like remorse that a normal human would feel if he did do something. So he's like so much the anti-hero. And right now I'm reading the Vengeance arc, which is fascinating because it has Ghost G during the Danny Ketch issues around issue 50 or somewhere around that. Danny's believed to be dead. And another character takes over the title. He's a cop, and his name is Vengeance. And this is a crossover between Vengeance and Eddie, and it's really a fascinating one. I really enjoyed it. That's the one I'm currently reading, and I just wrapped it up right before our recording.
Well, yeah, you're right about Nightwatch. His first appearance was Web of Spider-Man 97. He doesn't show up on any covers, so I don't know to what capacity he was in there.
He
But
seems
yeah,
like a
I
weird character where this costume can do like all kinds of crazy things, but it's also like a curse. Kind of like Spawn. You know how his costume's a curse?
yeah,
But in
but
these
he even
issues
looks like Spawn.
it's so weird because it's almost like he's in the past trying to stop his costume from becoming a thing. And that's when Venom gets involved, but it's like, why is he preventing this? Like, what does the costume do to consume him that he feels like he has to try to get rid of this curse? And can he even take it off? I have no idea. Well, I guess he can take it off because he met his uncle. But whatever he did, he feels like he betrayed the family, and you don't know what it is. But man, it feels like a spot. Like, I see so many correlations, even just barely reading the character.
Yeah,
That
there's been comic book characters that have been comic book companies that have been sued for less similarity, such as Captain Marvel and Superman.
yeah, I was, and a matter of fact, I'm just gonna talk about something real briefly about a solicit.
Yeah,
But I was really surprised that Image is gonna start putting out Copra, and the reason,
I saw you wrote something up, but go ahead. Yeah,
I'm just really surprised because I would think that DC would sue him because it's blatantly like it. There's nothing hidden about it. It's blatantly like, what if I can write the John Ostrander Suicide Squad? It's the exact same thing. I mean, you can correlate Shade, you can correlate Deadshot, you can correlate somebody to Captain Boomerang, you can correlate somebody to Amanda Waller. Everybody has a. It's exactly the same. So I was surprised. Even when I read it as an independent comic, I'm like, how can they get away with this? It's not. It's like, how?
Paul Tessner, he wanted me to read. I think he sent me a digital copy of number one,
Yeah.
and I'm like, yeah, it's I thought it was pretty good, but that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, it's the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
It's
Yeah,
not
kind of
bad.
shocking.
It's just creepingly like there's even a character that has like the Shade Meta vest. So it's
Yeah.
like, holy crap.
Yeah, you gotta wonder, especially like
Like
an
I could see
independent.
like D like a DC not going after an independent guy because he's like he's selling his stuff at conventions and through his own imprint and like we're not gonna make any money off of that. But now that he's with Image, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. That's funny, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, if you continue reading it and you've read Ostrander's Suicide Squad, you'll be blown away.
I
It
love
has like the
Ostrander's Suicide Squad.
Enchantress, it has like a character for everybody.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I like as a creator, what inspires you to
Well,
do that?
that's an easy question. If you love something so much and you want it to keep going and it's no longer there,
Yeah, I
that
guess
would
so.
inspire me to write it, but to me, that's like fan fiction where you can't make profit. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
Once you start making profit, that I think that gets into legalities, I think.
Right.
Because you can write like a fan fiction Valiant story.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom King did, right?
Oh, did he? I didn't know.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Interesting. Very
You can
interesting.
put it out on Amazon, but I don't know what the criteria is for fan fiction versus money. Do you know what I mean? Like, once you start making
Exactly.
profit, I don't know what happens.
I think then now we're going on a tangent, but I've even seen a while back, and nothing came out of it, but I even heard like in the a while back, like at conventions, like doing commissions of Marvel, DC, whatever characters, the artists are making money on characters they don't own.
Well,
And
they sued Gary Friedrich. Gary
they
Friedrich
say,
created Ghost Rider, and later on he felt like they weren't treating him right. And I have one of these books because I went and purchased it at one of the cons before Marvel went after him. But he started to do Ghost Rider stories.
And
And
how does that end up working out?
he got sued.
But why did he only get sued?
Because he's the guy, it wasn't a comic, it was prose.
Oh. No, I'm just talking just like, you're a comic book artist. You're at a convention or not at a convention, and people say, "Oh, can you draw Spider-Man? Can you do that?" They're making money, but they don't own any of those characters. So it's like, could Marvel or DC file a cease and desist that they can't be making money off of their characters?
I don't
I don't
think they
know.
can, I don't think they can for a drawing. But I think
And it is a private, I mean, because you're doing it for a private collection. They're
but
not publishing this out.
I think where the thing gets fuzzy when is when you mass produce something. So let's say if I drew something of a Punisher and I made it a print, I think that's when the gray area starts coming.
Yeah, that
And
makes
that
sense.
Marvel has done stuff in the past, but I don't know why they do it. Just on select things.
Right.
But it happens.
Yeah, interesting, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have one more. Do you mind if
Yeah.
I cover?
Yeah. Is it?
Okay.
What do you got?
So, as I was talking about earlier. So now I'm starting two runs of comic book series that I've never read before. The first, which I'm not covering today, you and Chris actually covered it years ago, was Stormwatch. I'm going to start reading all of Stormwatch.
Oh, yeah.
I read issue one and two last night. So that's what, about almost maybe 50 issues or so. And then there's a second volume that's like another 11.
Do you have it all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ended up, I waited to get the whole, all the, everything before I started in on it. So, I got it, my comicshop.com conventions, just in, dollar bins and stuff like that. And so I managed to get a hold of everything. The only one I needed to go out and find was that, maybe it's issue five of the second series. It's the one that's the first Apollo and Midnighter.
Yeah.
Because that one was a little bit, I mean, it wasn't crazy expensive, but it wasn't just sitting in a dollar bin. So yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and read those. But the other one that I'm doing is I got this a couple of years ago. I got the Doom Patrol Omnibus, the Grant Morrison Omnibus, and I've never
Ah.
read even one issue of Morrison's Doom Patrol in my life. So I read his first one, which was issue number 19. I read that one last night. So apparently, this, obviously there was 18 issues before this, and even from reading
Eric Larson stuff and
yeah, there was a
Kupperberg.
little, yeah, it's like Copperberg, and it has a little foreword from Grant Morrison. So apparently he had asked Copperberg, and Copperberg agreed to either kill off or incapacitate most of the players of the previous Doom Patrol, because he was just basically, so like, he was starting fresh. So in this first issue, you have Robot Man, Cliff Steele. He's chucked himself into an insane asylum.
Yeah.
You have the other one that everyone knows is Larry Trainor, the Negative Man. He's recuperating in a hospital, apparently whatever happened before, in the previous issues, he was injured. So he's recuperating, and he's kind of even flirting with his doctor. What's her name? I'm trying to look it up. I don't see it right here, but she's oh, here, Eleanor Poole. So
Are
and
you
then,
reading that big honking omnibus that
yes, it's the biggest thing
see,
that I've
that
ever
is the
seen in my
biggest thing I've
life.
ever seen in my life.
Yep,
'Cause
it puts
I own it, but that's like how am I gonna like even read this thing?
my Alpha Flight Omnibus is about three quarters the size as
Yeah, and that's
this bigger.
huge. That's
Yep.
already at a threshold.
So I sit down on the recliner. I put a pillow on my lap. I put the book on the pillow. That's all I can do.
That's gonna be a
So
hell of an accomplishment when you complete it.
seriously, this is like
No, 'cause it's a
40
lot of
something
stuff.
issues.
Like that's
Yeah.
gonna blow away anything I've ever
Oh my God. But
omnibus
I'm
I've
look I
ever
mean
read.
I hope I enjoy it. It's only I only read the first issue. It's definitely,
Well, let me
a
ask
setup.
you, do you like Morrison?
Yes and no.
Did you
He's
read
very
Animal Man?
I like Animal Man quite a bit.
Okay.
Is
You'll probably
Batman, I don't really care for his Batman.
Yeah, I don't either.
Me and you spoke about Green Lantern. I didn't care much about the first issue, but it's kind of grown on me as it's moved along a little
Yeah,
bit.
yeah.
I think after reading Venditti, all those, that was like whiplash to read, his first issue, because it's so different. But yeah, I mean, he's very, very hit or miss for me. So I'm interested to see if this is a hit or this is a miss.
I'm going to take a guess.
Okay, go ahead.
I think you're going to stay the course for 20 or so issues and then you're going to fall off.
You think so? You think it's going to be a miss?
I think it's going to be a miss, but
Because
that's just based on what I know about you.
if it's a miss, this is going to be a slog, because this is a lot of issues. So I mean,
But
basically, this is
I don't know. I'm real curious. I'm
Yeah,
very
I mean,
curious.
I'm
I'm
looking.
gonna be curious on your journey, like if you're able to stay on track.
The first issue
Because a
was
lot of people fall
intriguing. I will
off.
say that it was intriguing to get it going because, you have Will Magnus come to see Cliff Steele,
But it's
basically.
grounded early on. It's grounded. It goes off the rails. It goes crazy town.
Later on. Yeah, so we'll see. But I who knows? I mean, I liked what he did in this first issue because he got Will he got Robot Man out of the insane asylum. Will Magnus convinced him, introduced him to what's her name, Crazy Jane. She's making paintings that seem to be able to have people come out of them or something like that. I don't
One
know
of
what
her
happened there.
personalities does anyway.
Yeah, so she was out in the rain
She
painting,
she's
and
on the TV show.
yeah, that's what I've heard. He so then Larry Trainer negative the negative being comes to his window at the hospital and basically waits for the doctor Eleanor Poole to come to see what's happening, and then you see a panel where it's like Negative Man just kind of like grabbing both of them. So I'm assuming that something's going to happen where the both of them are kind of in, share the negative being or whatever. I've never read any of this before, so I don't know where any of this is going, but that was interesting. Then at the end it had a car just ram into the side of a bus and explodes, and some person that you can't really see just comes out and just says, the scissor man looks like he's reading a book. And then, and then the last page was cool because it's like, okay, this is a book. It's made out of black page. It's police talking to each other. And, he's like, the two of them are talking to, then these guys are in Central Intelligence, and they're like, this man in black stuff really gets me down. How do you manage to keep up the act? And the older guy says it's not an act. He's like, well, what happens to the book? He's like, it's out of our hands. All we do is call the company. The company calls the Pentagon. The Pentagon calls the president. And he calls Niles Calder. And that's the end of the first issue. So, I mean, that was a great way to start a new take of this team. I mean, it kind of put some characters in place. You can see what, how messed up it is. And then the end is like, okay, so this is going somewhere. I'm very interested to get started on it. Like you said, I don't know if halfway through I'm going to be like, this, I can't follow this. Or if maybe me reading, back to back to back to back, maybe I'll be able to follow a little bit better. I loved Animal Man reading it, and I only read it in trade. That's the only way that I read it.
How
So.
many when you go through these honking omnibuses? How many issues can you do a week? Is it like 10 or is it 12 or?
Yeah, probably about 10.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 to 15, somewhere around there. It depends. For this one, I'm assuming it's going to be a little, it would probably be more like 10. When it was like an Alpha Flight, those are lighter. You don't have to sit there and think
They
and think when you're reading.
are lighter, but they're dense.
There's a lot of words
There's a
because
lot of words, so it's gonna take a
They're mid
while.
80s, so it's a
So
lot of
this one
captions.
isn't gonna have, I think, as many words as like Claremont writing something,
Yeah.
but it's going to require more thought process.
That's what I think too. You know what I just realized? I'm looking at Stormwatch. I don't have the Wizard supplement issue 23.5.
I might not have that either, even though I claimed victory. Let me check.
What in the world?
Well, that's Stormwatch was interesting though, because it jumped ahead. Like it went like one through something, and then went into the future,
That's what
and then it caught up.
I was DMing with Martin a little bit because of course you know that he's a big fan, and he's like, yeah, you got to read, like, I think it was 25. He's like, you got to here it is, it's 25. He's like, it shipped out of sequence after issue 9, so you have to read that, you have to read 25 after 9, but then also read it after 24. I'm like, okay, I'm making a note of that. So I actually wrote that down because I was asking him questions. Because like even like issue zero came out, but that wasn't published before issue one. It was looks like it was published around the same time as number four. So it's like, okay, I gotta kind of keep in mind where I'm reading these in the right order and stuff. So yeah, I reached out to Martin. He gave me some heads up. But
Yeah,
yeah, I'm missing
I don't have
22.5.
it either.
I have no idea if it links at all. I mean, being that it's a wizard supplement, it probably is a standalone. I definitely will have to pick
Supplement
that
to
one up.
Wizard 47.
Yeah, look on my comic shop, see if they have it. I see Atomic Avenue. It's not expensive, so.
But you want to get a sealed one.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too expensive if that really has it. I got a my da our database says 47, but I'm beginning to doubt it's really that.
Oh, really?
Because I'm looking at 47 and I don't see a supplement in there. Because I'd buy this. This is only $4. It don't has Judge Dredd on
I've
the
gotten
cover.
small orders started for on my comic shop, so it's one that I could always add to it if they had it. See, they don't have it listed. Where would it be on my comic shop? It's not under the regular store
Maybe
lot.
Wizard Magazine 47?
Yeah. Yeah, let's see.
I don't think they're selling it separate. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, it's just not, it's not there, so.
23.5. Oh, you can get it online for $10.
That's steep.
I wonder what magazine it's in, though.
Yeah.
I'd rather just get the whole magazine. Well, here's a buy one for $5.99.
Oh, that's
That's a
that I could
doable
do.
do if you want to
Yeah.
spend $5 on shipping.
Oh, that's what where they always get you. I wish that my comic shops had it in some fashion, but you're right. I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah. That'd be the easiest way, but
Yeah. I mean,
I obviously
Atomic
probably
Avenue
didn't
has
see
it by
it or I would
itself
have ordered
for
it.
Huh? I'm
I would
sorry,
have
what?
probably ordered it if they had it
Yeah.
because I got most of my stuff from my comic shop when I was finishing my run.
Yeah, I mean, I got quite a few too from there. So, I mean, that's probably why I didn't even realize it, that it existed. And I must not have paid attention when I was just entering these into Comic Base. Oh well. No, I'll figure it out. I'll get it at some point. But yeah, so anyhow,
I
that.
don't think our database is right though about it being 47, that's for sure.
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know how you would find out. I mean, you're right, though.
Well, no, if
It's.
you look at our database, it has 23.5 and it says
Oh, wait,
supplement.
it is 47. It is 47. You know
Yeah.
why? I went into Wizard Magazine on my comic shop. Now they don't have it in stock, but polybagged with extras, and it says polybagged with a Stormwatch mini comic.
Huh.
So it is.
I just find it surprising that if I look at 47 on eBay,
Doesn't say anything.
it doesn't say anything on, you know how they have that plastic around it?
Yeah.
I would think it would be one of the highlights of why you'd want the magazine.
Exactly.
And they do come up with multiple covers, but I see a polybagged issue for $5, so I might just buy it.
There you go.
I just don't understand it, nor do I have confidence in it that it has
That's
it, even
actually
though
gonna
it
have
says
it.
bagged, yeah.
That's the thing. You just don't know what you're getting. Are you just getting?
Well, some of them are bags, so I assume you'd have the thing. I just, if I
Right.
was advertising Wizard Magazine on the plastic, I would have said, contains supplement exclusive Stormwatch 23.5.
Right. I found one that is clearly bagged.
So have
But it
I.
says, but yeah, it says bagged with a trading card. It comes with a trading card.
Yeah, the ones I'm finding are a Judge Dredd cover.
Yeah, that's what I see too.
And it says Batman Forever, Judge Dredd, win huge prizes, Superman, The Return of Roger Stern, comic movies, John Byrne up close and personal. That'll be a good-ish article. Video game column. I don't see anything in there about a supplement. And that's I'm going to order it because either way, it's getting another Wizard magazine that I don't have, and if it has that, then that's fantastic.
Yeah. I'll see what I can find at some point.
Cool beans. You got anything else?
No, I think that's it. So wish me luck on my endeavors because one is a 50 issue run of Stormwatch plus another 11, and this one is what, 40 something dense, not dense, but you know,
Well,
probably I'm going to have to be thinking of
I'm
really
working on
thinking.
two collected editions too. One's Conan, which I think I'm reading about 2 to 3 issues a week, and then Venom I'm almost done with. I'm 3/4 of the way through, and
Yeah, you've
I'm
been reading a lot of
the
Venom.
thing is it crosses over with another omnibus I finished, which is the Clone Saga. So I decided I'm going to reread those issues, even though I just read them. So, just because I get the sequential feel for the character.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's good. So we both have work to do.
Yeah, I should do it more often because I have so many of them that but I think I'm gonna marshal through it. The last thing I'm finishing up is because me and Kyle are covering it, is the Monkey trade on the JLA.
Yeah, I've been enjoying your conversations about that. Are you
But
talking to him tonight, or is that is it
no,
not this week?
we're actually done. The latest episode has the wrap up of that
Oh, okay, cool.
a wrap up of that stuff. But in the trade, it's got a few others that aren't that creative team, Joe Kelly and Monkey. So I'm gonna just finish the trade just so I'm done with it.
That's cool.
So I have three trades in the queue, and then everything else is just whatever I feel like. But I want to finish when I get on a trade. I want to finish it. So
Yeah, see, that's how I am
those are
too.
the three. The Doom Patrol, I'm scared of. I am terrified. How did you read it? Like the first, because in those omnibuses, I find that it's when you get towards the middle, it's easier to read.
Yes,
But when you're at
yeah.
the beginning and the end, it's kind of tough because you're holding it at an angle.
I pretty much had it like straight up, but on the but it was like kind of like leaning on the pillow where I just had to hold each side, and
Yeah.
there was no resistance, like it wasn't trying to fall down or anything. With the pillow that I had, it was really
I
like
hope
cradled
you don't
flat.
fall asleep reading it because you could kill somebody.
I
You
don't have
might
it
have
up
to
in the
call
air.
911 or something.
You could kill somebody with this. I'll have to remember that if I ever have an intruder.
Yeah.
I can throw this
You're gonna
hardcover
throw the Doom Patrol omnibus at him. It's like, bam!
or just keep it in both hands and just wham it on the
Clock
side of
him
his
with him,
face. Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
Those things are weapons
Yes,
for
they
sure.
are. This
They're
thing's
heavy
huge.
things. If you crack
Yeah.
that thing in half over somebody's head, you kill
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. I don't know how many pounds this must weigh, 20 pounds.
them. All right, well, you have a good one, my friend.
It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, you have a good one, and I'll talk to you maybe in 2 weeks because it's getting close to the convention.
Yep, yeah, we'll see how it's going.
Yeah.
All right, have a good rest of your day, Mike.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, bye.